From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Evening, everybody. Thanks for stopping by on this Wednesday night in the CSRA. Mitchell Spouts with you for the second game of this six-game series between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. Series got underway yesterday. Augusta took a lead and did not look back after one frame as the offense stayed hot, put 11 runs on the board on 13 hits as they took the matchup by a score 11-6. Jorge Bautista earned his first win while Juan Mateo locked down the victory for Augusta. And now look to make it 2 in a row. Landon Harper will get the start for Augusta, right-hander from Southern Miss, and the 14th round pick by the Braves in July's draft will get the call against Reyes Sena for the Red Sox, who's making his 9th appearance of the year. All of them starts. 3 ERA on the dot, 19 strikeouts, 18 innings for the right-hander from the Dominican Republic. We are just getting started on the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer as we continue on with the second game of this series. Final homestand of the year continues here tonight for the Green Jackets. Keep it right here. We're back with more next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Show built by TaxSlayer. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting as we get you set for game number 2 between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox here from SRP Park. Now time for our probable pitcher report for tonight. For Salem, they'll throw right-hander Reyes Sena. Right-hander from the Dominican Republic, just 21 years of age. Last week in Colombia, threw an inning 2/3 in that game. And what's been a bit of a shorter season for him, he was on the injured list for about 2 months to start the year, but he's come back. He's thrown the ball pretty well in short starts this year. His longest outing is just 3 innings, and he's done that 4 times. He'll work as the opener today for the Red Sox. On the flip side, Augusta will send a right-hander Landon Harper to the mound. Right-hander from Southern Miss and the 14th round pick by the Braves last month will make his 3rd start. He's going to work as an opener as well here tonight. Last time out for him a week ago in Myrtle Beach, gave up 4 runs on 5 hits in inning and 2/3 against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. He'll get the ball here tonight looking for a slight bounce back against the Red Sox team that hit the ball a little bit yesterday, limited on the hit side, only had 5 of them, but made them count as they drove most of their runners who got on base to home. Had a couple home runs in the matchup as well from Tyler Miller. We've got more yet to come here on the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer as we continue on here from North Augusta. Our drive around the league is next, presented by EasyGo on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
For more information, In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Show built by TaxSlayer. Now time for our drive around the league, presented by EasyGo. Checking out the Carolina League scores for tonight. Currently one game going on as part of a doubleheader in Charleston tonight, a significant one for Augusta. Pelicans are in Charleston. It's currently 3-0 River Dogs in the bottom of the third, first of two. After wet field conditions yesterday, postponed two games to today. In the top of the second, no score in Lynchburg between the Hillcats and the Kannapolis Cannon Bowlers. At 7:05, Fayetteville is at Down East. Columbia is at Carolina, where the Fireflies picked up a big win last night. And Fredericksburg hosts the Delmarva Shorebirds. In the Braves ranks at 7:20, Braves will host Colorado. Rockies took the opener of the series yesterday. Gwinnett is home against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp at 7:05. Tennessee is playing at Mississippi tonight. The M Braves are at home at 7:35. And Boston's single A or high A affiliate is in Rome tonight to take on the Rome Braves. Another break here from SRP Park. We'll come back with the starting lineups for Game 2, Green Jackets and Red Sox. It's next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Getting set for game number two against the Salem Red Sox here from North Augusta. Let's meet the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Salem Red Sox, who are managed by Luke Montz. In the leadoff spot, shortstop Edinson Paulino. In the two spot, second baseman Mikey Romero. Batting third is the third baseman Briner Bonassi. Batting cleanup, designated hitter Chase Mydrov. In the five spot, center fielder Roman Anthony. Juan Chacon is the sixth place hitter. He's in right field. Batting seventh, the catcher Roberto Mexicano. Batting eighth, left fielder Alan Castro. And in the ninth spot, first baseman Tyler Miller. Again for Salem, Paulino, Romero, Bonassi, Mydrov, Anthony, Chacon, Mexicano, Castro, and Miller. Starting pitcher for the Red Sox is right-hander Reyes Sena. He will get the call today, his ninth start of the year for the Red Sox. And now for your Augusta Green Jackets, 63-57 is their overall record. Managed by Nestor Perez, here is his starting nine tonight. Leading off, second baseman Keyshawn Ogans. Kevin Kilpatrick bats second. He's in center field. Batting third, shortstop Ignacio Alvarez. David McKay bats cleanup. He is the third baseman. Batting fifth, designated hitter Justin Janis. Ethan Werkinger bats sixth. He's in left field. Batting seventh is the first baseman Mekhi Backstrom. Antonio Barranca does the catching tonight. He's batting eighth. And running out the order in the ninth spot, right fielder Caden Morton. One more time for Augusta. It's Ogans, Kilpatrick, Alvarez, McCabe, Janis, Werkinger, Backstrom, Barranca, and Morton. The starting pitcher for Augusta is right-hander Landon Harper, making his third start with the Green Jackets, 14th round pick out of the University of Southern Mississippi. Umpires for tonight behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes is Chad Patterson. Elliot Melton is on the base paths. Now for the Augusta University Injury Report, the seven-day injured list for the Green Jackets. Currently four pitchers are on there. Jordana Perez and A.J. Smith-Shawver have been on the injured list since August 16th. Sam Strickland, William Silver were placed there on Monday, both dealing with injuries. One final break for us here from SRP Park when we return. Game number two, Green Jackets and Red Sox here in the final homestand of the regular season for the Augusta Green Jackets. Keep it right here. First pitch is next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
We are ready for baseball on this Wednesday night in North Augusta, South Carolina. So glad to have you with us from SRP Park. Mitchell Spouts with you on the call tonight here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. It's the second game of 6 between the Braves single-A affiliate against the Red Sox, as Augusta took the opener yesterday by a score of 11-6. Offense took the lead early. They did not look back as the pitching staff held the lead and delivered Augusta's first ever victory in their first ever matchup against the Red Sox, as Landon Harper takes the mound for game number 2. 14th round pick out of Southern Miss. He's going to make his third start as an opener. Went 2 2/3 last week against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in a game that the Pelicans eventually won. Pelicans got four runs on five hits during that span. He'll face this lineup tonight for Salem. In the leadoff spot once again is Edinson Paulino. Mike Romero bat second, with Brian Urbanasi batting third. In the middle, Chase Mydroth, Roman Anthony, and Juan Chacon. Roberto Mexicano, Alan Castro, Tyler Middle, the bottom third for Luke Montz's club that comes in with an even 60-60 record entering play here tonight. Green Jackets defensively line up like this. Left to the right in the outfield is Ethan Werkinger, Kevin Kilpatrick, and Caden Morton. David McCabe draws the start at third. Ignacio Alvarez is the shortstop, with Keyshawn Ongans at second. Mekhi Backstrom's at first. And Antonio Barranco works as the battery mate to open up the game today with Landon Harper. Umpires for tonight behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Chad Patterson. Elliot Melton is the base umpire. Bit of a hotter night for baseball. Here is the final day of August is here, as Harper will take the mound. 90 degrees or so right as we get set for first pitch here tonight. Little humidity, feels like 98, but not a whole lot of sun, though, as it begins to set here as we just get across the 7 o'clock hour. Good crowd expected here tonight for this Wednesday matchup. Green Jackets and Red Sox. Harper concludes his warm-up tosses, and we are just about set for action here in the CSRA. So glad to have you with us. Augusta looking to make it back-to-back against the Red Sox. And then St. Paulino's in there from the left-hand side. And then Harper tolls the rubber for Augusta. And we are ready to roll. Game two of six. Augusta in Salem. North versus South division battle. First pitch coming to Paulino is a ball just a bit off the outside, and off we go. Right at 7:05 tonight. 90 degrees, first pitch, partly cloudy. 1-0 pitch is a bit off the inside this time to Paulino, 2-0. Red Sox in the visiting navy blue with the red numbers, white trim, gray pants. 2-0 pitch, a check swing, but it's good anyway. Two balls and a strike as Harper whistles in a fastball. 2-1 to Paulino. He was hitless yesterday. Actually, say one hit yesterday. He was 1-for-5. As the 2-1 pitch to him is slapped into left. Coming in working, sure. He will line it up and make the catch on the run. Hung up just long enough for him as Paulino is the first out of the ballgame. Not a backspin on that one. It fell down in a hurry. One away for Mikey Romero.
Now batting second base at number 8, Mikey Romero.
Green Jackets won yesterday's game 11-6. They out-hit Salem 13-5. Game was pretty close going to the seventh inning as the pitch is fouled back by Romero. Off the top deck, no balls and a strike. A couple home runs by Tyler Miller made things interesting in that seventh inning, but the Green Jacket bullpen led by Rob Griswold, Juan Mateo, helped Jorge Bautista earn his first win as the 0-1 pitch is rolled foul by Romero, and it's 0-2. First round draft pick for the Red Sox looking for a better day here today. He was 0-for-5 last night. Three strikeouts. 24th overall selection by Boston a month ago. 0-2 pitch is down and in as Harper missed with a slider. And it's 1-2. He's going to throw a lot of sliders. He's a reliever by trade working as an opener. His couple starts with the Green Jackets have both been a couple innings as the 1-2 pitch is rolled foul. On the first base side, and we'll try it again. Likely a bullpen game for both teams today. Harper starting things off for Augusta. Reyes Sena on the other side. See plenty of pictures in action here tonight. Open stance for Marrero. 1-2 pitch is shot foul down the first base side. Just a bit out in front. And we'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. Red Sox currently 2-5 on their current road trip, stretching 12 games. A turn home for their final series next week, coming from Columbia where they lost 4 out of 6. 1-2 pitch, a grounder right to third with the shift on. David McCabe is there. He'll snap it over to first, and Romero is out number 2. See, Augusta shift more than anybody else in the Carolina League. McCabe was pretty much in the shortstop position when he fielded that one. Nice strong throw as he hit it right to him. Two up and two down for Brian Urbanasi. To get in the three hole is Bonassi as he bats. And it's Landon Harper. Another pull shift is on. No score just getting going here from North Augusta. The first pitch to Bonassi is lined into right for a base hit as he grounds one right past Keyshawn Ogans. Jumped on the very first pitch. Fastball right down the middle and barreled it up. And he will continue on for Chase Mydroff.
Designated hitter number 23, Chase Mydroff.
Still a good spot for Harper as he looks to work through the first. Went 2 2/3 in his last start a week ago tonight against Myrtle Beach. It was just one of the two games Augusta lost while on the road last week. A throw over to first. He was leaning a little bit, but Bonassi's able to get back. Might be looking to take one. Red Sox have been a pretty efficient base-stealing team. They've stolen 173 bags this year. Have only been caught 28 times. As Bonassi gets his lead over at first, the pitch to Mydroff is a strike on the outside corner. As Harper gets up on the cleanup hitter. Fourth round pick from the Red Sox from the University of San Diego. Coming off a first team all West Coast conference selection. Our team that made the NCAA tournament. Harper's 0-1 pitch. A shot to right field. Could be trouble. Morton will drift back with a play right in front of the wall. He'll casually make the catch. Gave it a ride, but just a bit off the trademark as Mydroff shows off the strength. Morton makes the grab, and we are through a half inning to play here from SRP Park. It's Red Sox nothing. Green Jackets coming up on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford, Morton, Donick here to help you, Green Jackets fans.
Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
First inning for Landon Harper. Works around a two-out hit as he gets a fly out from Chase Mydraw to end the inning. And Augusta again set to come up for the first time against right-hander Reda Sena. Right-hander from the Dominican Republic, putting together a nice season that's been brief for him. Missed a couple of months on the injured list. Just 18 innings this year, 19 strikeouts, 9 walks, and 8 short starts, likely a bullpen game today for the Red Sox. His longest outing this year is just 3 innings. He'll face this lineup for Augusta as Keyshawn Ovitz will start it off. He makes his way in the batter's box. Kevin Kilpatrick, Ignacio Alvarez, 2 and 3 in the order. David McCabe, Justin Janis, Ethan Werkinger in the middle. Makai Backstrom, Antonio Baraka, and Caden Morton rounded out for Nestor Perez. First pitch to Keyshawn Ovitz is a big cut, but a foul back. And it's nothing and one. Offense that has been absolutely on fire in the month of August, and Owens has been right in the middle of it. 2 hits yesterday with a couple of RBIs. As the 0-1 pitch is hit well into right field. Backing up is Chacon right in front of the track, and he'll make the catch. As it's sliced right to him, one away. I'm at the right fielder out there and Juan Chacon. Here's the rest of the defense for Salem. In left field is Alan Castro making his debut. In center field, it's Roman Anthony with Chacon in right field. Third to first on the infield is Bonacci, Paulino, Romero, and Miller. And the catcher is Roberto Mexicano as he'll be laying the signs for the right-hander, Sena. One away for Kevin Kilpatrick. First pitch to him is right on the edge. He dots the eye with a fastball to get up in the count. 0-1 to Kilpatrick, who was held hitless yesterday. It snapped a 7-game streak for him. Also a 9-game on-base run. 0-1 pitch, a hot shot deep to right, going back Chacon again, and almost a carbon copy of what Ogun's just sent to him as he'll make the catch. Right in front of the track, 2 hard hit balls to right, result in 2 outs. You like the opposite field power, though, on those couple swings. And there are 2 gone for Ignacio Alvarez, scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning. Chance for Sena to get a really quick inning. Seeing Alvarez, first pitch to him is a little wide. 1 ball and no strikes. Alvarez led the team in hits yesterday, had 3 of them. Has been very productive at the plate in his brief action so far. 1-0 pitch is down and away. 2-0 the count. Lead number 7 for Ignacio. He is 9 for 23 at the plate. He has driven in 5. Ahead in the count here against Sena. 2 balls, no strikes. The pitch coming is bounced up the middle, and this one will get into center field. It's another hit for Ignacio Alvarez. Looking like a professional hitter up there. 2-out base runner for Augusta as David McCabe will get a swing here. Only 2 outs in the inning. If McCabe can start up a 2-out rally here, scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Each team no runs on 1 hit. As McCabe bats as a lefty, first pitch from Sena is in the dirt. Good stop by Mexicano, and it's 1-0. Red Sox come in as one of the top defensive clubs in all the Carolina League. They have committed the fewest errors at 124. A little different looking cast out there today. Got some recent draft selections in the lineup. Saw them yesterday as well. 1-0-2 McCabe's inside. Turned the shoulder, took a ball. As he worked the heater in, 2-0. 3-pitch mix for Sena. Fastball, curveball, changeup. Got a fastball to start off this outing. He's only thrown 9 pitches. He's got a couple outs here in the bottom of the first. Alvarez gets his lead off the bag. 2-0 pitch is fouled back as McCabe had a hefty cut. 2-1 the count. Green Jackets in the military green uniforms today. Won't be the last time they wear them at home this year. As part of Warrior Wednesday. Wore them on the road quite a bit, though. 2-1 pitch is inside. It missed as McCabe gets out of the way. 3-1 as he's got a good hitter's count with Justin Janis on deck. Green Jackets yesterday started the game about as hot as you could be. Hits from their first 5 hitters, manufactured 3 runs. Grabbed an early lead. They did not relinquish it at all, winning 11-6. 3-1, Alvarez is running, swinging a miss. Late throw down to second is not going to be in time. Alvarez has an easy steal. Throw was high anyway. Nice job by Paulino to go up the ladder and grab it. And Alvarez had a good jump, but Mexicano had a late throw down, waited about a second or two before he snapped it, did not realize it at first. Now it'll be a stolen base for Ignacio Alvarez. That's his second with the Green Jackets, and now he is a base hit away from scoring. Last pitch was a strike, so it's 3-2. Sena kicks and throws. McCabe hits one in the air to center. Well struck. Anthony back to the track at the wall, makes the catch as he runs up against it. 3 loud flyouts for the Green Jackets this inning. All get caught and do not produce results. We head to the second. No score here from SRP Park on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Lula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
From North Augusta, Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park. One scoreless inning in the book for both sides. Landon Harper back to the slab for Augusta. It's the 5-6-7 hitters for Salem, starting with Roman Anthony, who just made a nice catch to end the last half inning. Had a catch on the run. Slight little collision against the center field wall as David McCabe just missed one. A good defensive outfielder. Second selection by Boston in this last draft. That's from the right side. First pitch to Anthony is on the inside corner as Landon Harper gets up in front of him. Anthony reached a couple times yesterday, a single and a walk. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a foul back. Right over the top of Antonio Baraka, who does the catching here today. No Drake Baldwin in the lineup, who had an impact yesterday. Baraka very sure-handed back behind home plate. A nice last game offensively as well in Myrtle Beach. 0-2 pitch is down and in as Harper missed with a slider. That's 1-2. Harper, a good pitcher in his one and only year at Southern Miss. Chancellor from junior college in the state before making an impact with the Golden Eagles this past year. 1-2 pitch is down in the dirt. It'll go to the backstop. And it's 2-2. He began his college career at Pearl River Community College, where he was very good. Moved up to Division One this past year and 50 strikeouts, 9 walks, and 43 2/3 innings. Team best 12 saves. Has a 2-2 count to Anthony. Straight up defense for Augusta. The pitch to him is a bouncer to third. Right to David McCabe. He'll wind it up, fire it over the top, and get Anthony by a couple of steps. Second 5-3 put out for McCabe here tonight. One up and one down here in the top of the second inning. And now Juan Chacon batting in the sixth spot for Luke Montz's club. Red Sox, so they enter play. They are currently in the fourth spot in the North Division. Running out of time, 9 games back of front-running Fredericksburg, who owns a 4.5 game advantage on Carolina. It's been the Fred Nats North Division to lose in the second half as the first pitch to Chacon is just a bit outside. 1-0. Nationals got off to a blazing start this half and led up a little bit as Augusta played them there a few weeks ago. Won that series and made things interesting as the 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner, 1-1. Augusta won that series. As a result, opened the door for Carolina and Down East, who gained a lot of ground. Break-even pitch. Chacon fouls one back to our right, right over the top of us. 1-2. And the Fred Nats have bounced back. Just won a series with Down East. Beat Delmarva yesterday. And now 4.5 games clear of Carolina, who lost a big one at home yesterday to Columbia. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a foul. No, just a straight-up miss that goes to the backstop, and Chacon's going to take first on a drop third strike. Thought for a second he got a piece of that one. He just flat-out swung through it as Harper struck him out with a slider, but he did not complete the K as it got by Barranca. Just off the tip of his glove, Chacon will reach, and that'll be Roberto Mexicano.
Catcher number 13, Roberto Mexicano.
Tough break for Harper. Nothing hurting too bad at this juncture. See if he can work around that. A quick fire over to first. He was leaning a little bit and made it close, but back in there diving is Chacon. First time he's been on base in this series. Was 0-4 yesterday. It's the first appearance for Mexicano. McElvaney did the catching yesterday for Salem. Harper's first pitch to Mexicano is a check swing strike as he works it onto the outside corner. 4 home runs, 34 RBIs for Roberto. 64th game of the season for the Salem catcher. Harper's 0-1 pitch is flied in the air to shallow right. Keyshawn Ogans will backtrack on it. He'll call it, and now Caden Morton will take command on him, make the catch. Back to first base goes Chacon, and there are two away. Very hard to call off Caden Morton out there as about as sure-handed and a ball hawk out there in a positive manner in the outfield. And you can see how comfortable he is out there. Of course, not on that play necessarily, but going back to the first, that hard fly ball to deep right, he caught it very casually up against the wall. He knows these surroundings very well. Just has great instincts as an outfielder as Castro takes the first pitch down, and it's 1-0. So Alan Castro is making his debut appearance for Salem, just called up from the Florida Complex League. One ball, no strikes as Chacon leads off of first. No score here in the top of the second inning. Pull shift is on. 1-0 pitch is up and away. They'll pop out of the glove of Barranca. There goes Chacon. Barranca fires it down. It's high as it's snagged out of the air by Alvarez as Chacon is now in scoring position. That will go down as a pass ball against Antonio Barranca as he just didn't squeeze it fully. 2-0 the count to Castro. I have to go back to Morton for a second, and he's played all three positions in the outfield. Of course, he projects probably the best as a center fielder. He's played that spot very well, but you can put him in any spot. He'll find the way to catch the ball, even if it's really not his per se. 2-0 pitch, fouled back by Castro, 2-1. There's normally, I guess, territory, for lack of a better word, in the outfield for all three guys, but Morton has certainly every sort of business to go into that other outfielder's territory, make a catch. He's done it all the time, whether he's in left, right, or center. Now he can cover a lot of ground. If anything he can get to, he'll call for it. Runner goes, 2-1 pitch is lifted into center. Kevin Kilpatrick goes back, now trots in, should have a play, and he does, and the inning is over. Landon Harper works around the drop third strike that reached as he gets a couple of fly balls from Mexicano and Castro. They put up another zero. We are through an inning and a half from SRP Park. Green Jackets nothing, Red Sox nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Half of the second here from SRP Park. Landon Harper has dealt a pair of scoreless frames for the Green Jackets. Now the offense trying to grab a lead here. Justin Janis, who played a part of it yesterday in the first inning with an RBI single, will look to get it going as the leadoff man. And it's Reyes Sena here in the second inning. Righty on lefty matchup. Sena's first pitch to Janis is lined into center. Coming in is the center fielder, Anthony, to make the catch on the run. Hung up just long enough as Janis struck it right to him. One away, and it's Ethan Werkinger. Ninth game in Augusta for Werkinger. Cut off a nice week in Myrtle Beach in the previous series. Hit his first home run. First pitch to Ethan. Will drop in for a strike on a curveball from Sena. No balls, one strike. Werkinger 6 for 20 in that previous series. And again, series Augusta won 4 of 6 as the 0-1 pitches inside. Almost hit him. One ball, one strike. It's been a nice little power bat for Augusta that has reached base in just about every game he's played in. And the call in left field here today as Sena lifts the leg and deals the 1-1 pitch. A wave and a foul off the back hamstring. It looked like the catcher, Matt Icano, kind of contorted his body a little bit as because of that, as he was trying to catch the ball, it got him right on the hamstring, it looked like, and he's going to feel that one. That is not a protected area and any padding or anything like that. A lot of muscle in that area, so you're probably not going to feel it too bad long term, but that one for the time being is going to sting. Where's that one? One ball and two strikes the count. Sena had three fly ball outs in the first. 1-2 pitch is inside. 2-2. One gone here in the inning. No score here from SRP Park. Second game of six. Final homestand of the regular season for Augusta. 2-2 pitch. Check swing laid off one in the dirt on a big curve by Sena. Hands 3-2. First time the Red Sox have ever been here. Green Jackets used to be a longtime member of the South Atlantic League, now Carolina League members following the 2020 COVID season. 3-2 pitch is line fouled on the third base side, and we'll do it again in 3-2. And because of that, you had the geographical shakeup of sorts. Also had the move from the Giants organization to the Braves, and been a good fit here in the Carolina League. Good geography from a lot of their opponents, and also you factor in the Braves as well. 3-2 pitch, a big bouncer to third, right to Bonacy as he'll pick it up over the top, throws in time, and there are two gone. First ground ball out created by the pitcher and Sena after three fly ball outs in the first. And with two outs now, it's Mekhi Backstrom. Each team with just one hit so far. A lot of contact early for both teams. Just one strikeout came from Landon Harper as the pitch to Backstrom got him out in front. Starts him with a changeup. Now one strikeout Harper had, reached base anyway with a drop third strike. Left him out there, though. couple left on the base paths for Salem. 0-1 pitch. Backstrom gives one a ride foul down the left field side. It'll slice out. And it's 0-2. Yesterday, the Red Sox only left six on base, but most of those came in the final three innings. Only had one through the first six. 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. And time is called by Backstrom. That's the left 13 on the base pass, but it kind of gets forgotten a little bit when you put 11 runs on the board. 6-for-15 with runners at second and third. 0-2 pitch is high, and it's 1-2. And he missed with a hook. Augusta's had a tremendous month of August offensively. They now lead the Carolina League in runs with 700 on the dot. 1-2 pitch is bounced foul by Backstrom as he sends it down the first base side. It's a 1-2 count. 700 runs in total for Augusta. They have scored 197 in August. No one is even close to that mark. Averaging 7.5 hits or runs per game, about 12 hits in that span. I've drawn a lot of walks as well as the 1-2 pitch to Backstrom is low in the dirt. And it's 2-2. And they've had some series where they've had a lot of hits. Plenty of walks in the Delmarva and Myrtle Beach series last week. And they have really taken advantage. They've done a lot of winning this month. Currently 6-for-500 overall. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss as Sena strikes out Backstrom to retire the side in order. Got him with the bender, and we are through two now here from SRP Park. Green Jackets nothing, Red Sox nothing on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Third inning here from SRP Park. Mitchell Speltz with you. No runs on the board for either club. Ray DeSena and Landon Harper. Two scoreless innings each as Harper will start the third. Went 2-2/3 in his last outing in Myrtle Beach. As the right-hander faces the ninth place hitter, Tyler Miller, who went yard twice last night. Harper's first pitch to him is a ball just off the inside corner. And it's 1-0. 30 pitches on the dot for Harper as he enters the third inning. 1-0 pitch. A fastball rocketed to first on a hop. It's picked up clean by Makai Backstrom. He'll take it to first. Tag the bag. And there is one gone. Another sharply hit ball by Miller, but that one right at the Green Jackets first baseman. Were you unassisted on that one? If you're keeping track with us wherever you are tonight. Back to the top of the order for Edinson Paulino. He bats for the second time. Slight pull shift on for Paulino. First pitch is a strike as he works a bender to the inside corner. It's 0-1. Everybody shifted except David McCabe at third. Might be looking for a bunt. Might move to that shortstop spot with two strikes. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a foul. As he got a piece of the mask of Barranco, he says he's good, but the home plate umpire, Chad Patterson, will give an extra second. And right on cue, Alvarez will, or I should say, McCabe will shift over towards short. See, a lot of teams do that just in case a bunt gets dropped. you're pretty much offering it then otherwise if there's nobody over there. 0-2 pitch is up and away. That's 1-2. I mentioned it back in the first. No team has shifted more in the Carolina League than what Augusta has. Big part of what Nestor Perez and the coaching staff teach. 1-2 pitch is a roller foul on the first base side as Paulino hangs in there. On a slider from Harper. He's throwing a lot of those here in the early going. It's a big part of the game, and there's a lot of information available with spray charts, tendencies, and Green Jackets Braves organization is one that certainly puts that to great use. Organize their defense because of that as the 1-2 pitch is waved at and fouled away by Paulino. And stays 1-2. I were talking to Nestor a while ago about that. He says if they beat the shift, if they go down the third baseline like Paulino could here, it should tip your cap kind of thing. You let them have it because that's not something they regularly do. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a foul on a little 3/4 swing that time as he stays in there. Stays 1-2. No score here in the top of the third inning. And most managers at the big league level will give up that concession as well. If they beat the shift, that's just good a piece of hitting. 1-2. A liner to short right to Ignacio Alvarez. He didn't even move. And right on cue. Great position as Alvarez is right in the spot. Paulino is out for the second time.
Second baseman, number 8, Mikey Romero.
It's one of those where you jump, flinch a little bit as a fielder, but you realize it's coming right to you. You don't even have to move. Stay flat-footed or right where you are. Two away for Mikey Romero. He sends the first pitch near short, and it's in the left center for base hit. And so he'll take a turnaround first, and he'll stop there after an aggressive run. And he's got his first hit of the night in first and single-A ball after 7 at-bats. And they'll give him that baseball.
Third baseman, number 19, Brainer Bonacci.
Reason to keep any sort of baseball. Especially those first home run balls as Brainer and Bonacci bats from their left side. He's up there as the number 3 hitter. First pitch is outside, and it's 1-0 to Brainer Bonacci. And there was a kind of a cool moment a few nights ago in Milwaukee. Garrett Mitchell, who was a prospect for the Brewers, hit his first home run. And a fan caught his baseball and he negotiated with him after the game what it was going to cost to get that ball. As a throw to first, and back with a dive is Romero. There's normally some sort of reward for fans who get those signature baseballs, even any sport, football, got a big touchdown pass. 1-0 pitch is down and in. It's 2-0 to Bonacci. As Harper looks to strand a runner on the base pass for the third consecutive inning. But baseball you see most often because there's always a first home run for somebody. You figure a fan's going to get to it. It's not just going to sit out there. And you get one of those ushers that'll come out and try and negotiate the ball away, but that fan wanted to negotiate straight with Mitchell. Cool moment. 2-0 pitch. Grounded through the right side. That's a base hit for Bonacci, his second of the game. Heading to third base is Romero. Throws coming there from Morton. It's a little offline. Off the second goes Bonacci, and he's going to be thrown out. Got a little too aggressive that time as they caught the trail man into second base. Good heads-up throw by David McCabe. Keyshawn Hogan slapped on the tag, and that will do it for the top of the third. Red Sox cup empty on a pair of hits and through 2.5. No score on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Sox making a call to the bullpen. Right-hander Luis De La Rosa is on the throw. He'll get the bottom of the order for the Green Jackets. He's in for starter Ray DeSena after two shutout innings. 14th appearance for De La Rosa. He's made three starts as well this year as he faces Antonio Barranca. First pitch to the Green Jacket catcher. A check swing as he just missed off the outside edge. And it's 1-0. Last appearance for De La Rosa a week ago tonight in Columbia through 3 1/3 innings. As the 1-0 pitch to Barranca is popped back foul out of play. Mexicana will give it a look, but it is out of room. And it's 1-1. They have two runs on three hits last week in that series at Segra Park. It was a series where the Red Sox got walked off three straight nights. A couple extra innings defeats. 0-2 pitch is off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes the count, I believe it is. No, 2-1. Thought I had that right. A little confusion from the scoreboard. 2-1 pitch is going to be strike two now as that one drops in on a good hook from De La Rosa. All two, strike two. Straight up defense for the Red Sox on the infield. The pitch to Barranca is hit in the air to center. Going back again is Anthony. He'll have room. And he'll make the catch, his third put away of the game. And Augusta is one up and one down to start the bottom of the third. And it brings up one of the hottest power hitters in the Carolina League, Caden Morton. 11 homers now on the campaign for Caden. And a two-run shot in the third inning yesterday, a bullet out of the park. As the first pitch to Morton is right down the middle. Breaking ball from De La Rosa. And 11 home runs for Morton. He's hit five of them this month. Guy who certainly does not want August to end. As the 0-1 pitch is outside. 1-1. And more impressively for Caden, 18 RBIs in August. No question, the most he's had in any given month this year. OPS, that's the most impressive part about this run. It's at 980. On one pitch in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Now, when you have that kind of OPS, it shows the kind of damage you're doing, and that's a very high number on base plus slugging, and that is really the productivity number of a hitter. As the 2-1 pitch, a big cut but a miss, 2-2. Measures about how much you're getting on base, and of course, the slugging percentage is a calculation of your extra base power. When you put a bunch of home runs, doubles, triples in there, that'll jack it up. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit him. Right up on the upper arm, and he will take his base. Might have gotten a piece of that elbow guard. Not going to hurt too bad. As De La Rosa lost control of a breaking ball. Certainly won't hurt too bad. Morton will take his base. One on base runner for Keyshawn Ogans. See if Morton thinks about taking one here. Just 11 stolen bases for Caden on the season. He's a guy that will certainly run. He's got great speed, but hasn't looked too much to steal bases as he leads off of first. First pitch to him is a strike as Ogan's in agreement takes a strike on the curveball. 185 stolen bags this year for Augusta. Currently puts them fifth in the Carolina League, right in the middle of the pack. A throw to first. Morton is back with a head first dive. That's that protective mitt in there. See a lot of base runners wear those now these days. Protect those fingers. Can jam them easily when you slide to a base. A one pitch. Owens, a big cut, but out in front. De La Rosa up now 0-2 to Keyshawn Hogan. There's no score in the bottom half of the third. Second game of this six-game set. That's the trying to get back over 500 at home this year. They have been a fantastic road club this year. They are 33-26 away from SRP Park. 0-2 pitch. There goes Morton. The pitch is fouled away as he sprays it into the right field seats. Count remains 0-2 as Morton will jog it back to first. Had a good jump over there. Hogan's has to protect, of course, when you got two strikes on you. Green Jackets at home this year are 30-31. They won over 40 games at home last year in the 120-game season. And throw over to first and back standing is Morton. Didn't have much of a lead that time. That home record took a little bit of a hit back in early July when Columbia came in here and won all six games. Really was their stamping mark on their arrival in the second half. Currently three back at Charleston entering today are the Fireflies as Morton's running again. Pitches high. Throw down by Matt Icano is high and Morton has stolen base number 12. High fastball, a little too tall for Matt Icano as he had to reset his footing after catching it. Also, Airmail with a throw a bit down to second. And Morton is in the scoring position as the count is now 1-2 to Keyshawn Hogans, who drove in a pair yesterday on a bases loaded hit by pitch and also an RBI single back in the fifth inning. See if he can give Morton a ride to home plate. 1-2 pitch is hit to third. It's backhanded by the third baseman, Bonacci. Throw to first will get him. Reiner Bonassi, a nice play over at the hot corner, prevented a run from scoring, a backhand right into the palm of his glove, keeps Morton at second base, and for the time being keeps Augusta with zero runs. That's a play you look back to later in a game that could pay dividends for Salem. That one for a second looked like you might hop over him and get down into the left field corner. Instead, Morton still at second. Kevin Kilpatrick is the batter, looking for his first hit of the series as the first pitch is up and away. But before that, a balk is called, and Caden Morton will shuffle his way to third base. Moving over there like a defensive back. He's now 90 feet away. Wild pitch pass ball would score him. Likely would score from a base hit from second anyway with his speed. Now the first pitch to Kilpatrick, and he takes the ball inside. Nearly caught him at the curve. 1-0. One home run, 9 driven in for Kilpatrick. Had a signature 5 RBI game back on Saturday against Myrtle Beach. 1-0 from De La Rosa, a wave and a miss. That breaking ball has worked well from this inning. 1 ball, 1 strike. 52 strikeouts and just under 42 innings for De La Rosa entering this outing. 17 walks. Opponent's hitting just a .184. Break-even pitch is outside. Missed with the fastball. 2-1 to Kilpatrick. 17th round choice by Atlanta. James Acuna is getting hit hot in the bullpen for Augusta up along the left field corner. He is outside again. Tails away below the knees and it's 3-1. With Ignacio Alvarez due next. Salem out hitting Augusta 3-1 to this point. And neither team has played any runs. 3-1 pitch. He is down and away. Missed 3 straight spots. And he was not able to get Kilpatrick as he walked him on 5. Runners at the corners now with 2 outs for Ignacio Alvarez. First walk today by Salem Pitching, and that will bring out the pitching coach and Nick Green to talk with De La Rosa. Well, I just saw something during that last at-bat. Those last 3 pitches not particularly close. And runners at the corners. As James Acuna looks about, he will come in for the next inning. We'll see. Maybe Landon Harper will get one more. He's throwing 42 pitches. And again, a planned bullpen game for both teams in the works today if Harper does go one more, which early indication is he will not. Wouldn't probably go much further than the 3-plus innings he's gone or slated. As Ignacio Alvarez looks to get Augusta on the board here. A couple of good base runners out there. Caden Morton at third. Kevin Kilpatrick at first. No score here in the bottom of the third inning. or Nacho Alvarez, his nickname. First pitch to Alvarez, check swing just off the outside corner. They do appeal. Elliot Melton on the bases says he did not go. One ball, no strikes. You might see a first and third steal attempt here. Gus has done that a couple of times. More likely you see something like that with two strikes, though, as you try and sneak home the runner. Kilpatrick has a good lead off of first. He's running. 1-0 pitch is high, and they won't throw down. Uncontested steal for Kilpatrick as he's in standing up. And that's what most teams, most catchers will do in that spot with two outs. They'll just let the runner take the bag and go right after the hitter. It's a tough concession for a pitcher because now the stakes are raised. You give up a hit, two runs probably score. 2-0 pitch. Alvarez swings and fouls it into the mitt. Mexicano, 2-1. It's one of those tricky things where you don't see it all that much in the major leagues. Catchers and defenses handle it pretty well. It's one of those things where it's really tough for a runner from third to score. You have to be moving immediately. 2-1 pitch is outside, and that will take the count to 3-1 to Alvarez. A spot here where De La Rosa is on the verge of walking him loaded. No hits this inning for Augusta. Morton was hit by a pitch. Kilpatrick walked. Now it's 3-1. The pitch is outside again. He's really overthrown to both Kilpatrick and Alvarez trying to work that outside corner, but again, he really hasn't been close to landing those pitches. And as a result, big spot here for Augusta. They are loaded up for their top power bat in David McCabe. Augusta's hit two grand slams this month. Do they have a third here? As McCabe bats from the left-hand side, the switch hitter against Luis De La Rosa. First pitch to him is a strike as he drops a bender in there. Up along the inside corner, it's 0-1. They're not holding on Caden Morton over at third. He might be able to walk home on a pitch in the dirt. He's got a huge lead out there. Third baseman Benassi is way off the bag near shortstop. 0-1 pitch. McCabe takes a fastball in the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Great spot from De La Rosa. Now after falling behind the last two hitters, he is way up on McCabe. Big pitch coming. 0-2. It's in the dirt. Good block by Mexicano as he keeps it right in front of him. 1-2 now to David McCabe. 16 RBIs in 17 games for the fourth-round pick out of Charlotte. Guy that projects very well, not just a big power bat, but a switch hitter. And do it from both ends. 1-2. A ground ball first base. That'll be getting by Tyler Miller and down the line. Morton will score. Kilpatrick right in his back pocket. Up to second goes David McCabe. And Augusta takes a 2-0 lead on a two-run single by David McCabe. It will be a two-bagger for him, I beg your pardon, but nonetheless, two-run score as McCabe just got it over the hop as Tyler Miller slid, but he could not handle it, and Augusta has a 2-0 advantage here in the third. I'd imagine that's going to be a hit. Could be an error as well. It looked like a tough hop on Miller, and Augusta's first hit of the inning brings around two of the free passes. It is a hit for McCabe. As Morton and Kilpatrick both score, now it's Justin Janis, and he takes the first pitch down and in. A breaking ball over the shoe tops, 1-0. There is action currently in that Salem bullpen. As De La Rosa now struggling to make it through this inning. 1-0. Janis takes a ball off the inside corner. Two balls, no strikes. A fly ball to the left, but foul as Janis slices it out of play. Into the berm. 2-1. 10 RBIs for Justin in his 3 weeks' worth of action so far. Has been in there just about every day, whether as the first baseman or DH. He's the designated hitter tonight with Backstrom at first. 2-1 pitch. A liner to second right to Romero, and he'll catch it chest high as Janis strikes one hard right at the Salem second baseman, and that will end the inning as Augusta nonetheless takes a 2-0 lead on a two-run double by David McCabe. To the fourth we go, a third of the way home. It's Augusta 2, Salem nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. A great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Harper will start this inning on the mound for Augusta. His club has a 2-0 lead after a two-run base hit by David McCabe. Not home both Caden Morton and Kevin Kilpatrick. Chase Mydroth gets it going for the Red Sox. First pitch from Harper is whistled in for a strike. Starts him with the gas, and it's 0-1. Mydroth a long fly out to right back in the first. 0-1 pitch is hit to the right side but foul. And the count is 0-2. Harper looking sharp so far. A lot of strikes. Has given up three hits, has not walked a batter. One strikeout. As Mydroth, an 0-2 count, will call for time, get back into the box. As the count is 0-2. Defense plays back for the Salem DH. Harper kicks and throws, and he gets a number foul as he fists one right down the line. Clanks off the dugout for Salem. 0-2 the count. James Acuna continues to worm in the bullpen for Augusta. Might be a pitch limit for Harper. Coming up on 50 on the night. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Tomahawked into center field. Playable for Kevin Kilpatrick as he's underneath. He's got it, and there's one away. Went upstairs to get that one. One away for Roman Anthony. Second time Mydroth has flown out. Anthony ground ball over to David McCabe back to start the second inning. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch to Anthony. Check swing. Let one go up and away. And it's 1-0. And they've used Harper in this opener role just to make sure to get him his innings. 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner. 1-1. A guy who's been a reliever for most of his college and brief pro career. Has a good slider. Fastball, he's thrown strikes for plenty as the 1-1 pitch is fouled back by Mydroth. 1-2. 13 of the 22 draft picks currently on the active roster. 15 in total have put on a Green Jacket uniform. One two pitch is outside. He missed with a Taylor. Tried to work it on the outside part of a changeup. A little split to it from Harper. 2-2 the count to Roman Anthony. Here comes Harper and a bouncing ball towards first. Mekhi Backstrom on two hops, gobbles it up, flips to Harper covering, and that is out number two. That's connection. 3-1 on that put out. Harper got over there in plenty of time. Two away, and Nestor Perez is making his way towards the steps, and he will make a pitching change. As Harper is right around 50 pitches, he'd love to keep going. But just trying to keep that pitch number in a good spot. You never know how things might play out. You get to this two-out spot, nobody on, think, oh, I got one more in me. But managers just want to make sure everything's in right order. Good night for Harper nonetheless. No question, his best as a Green Jacket. No runs allowed in 3 2/3. James Acuna will enter. An ovation for Harper on his way out. 2-0 Green Jackets. We are through. Two outs here in the fourth. As we'll set Acuna on the other side.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
The slider specialist, James Acuna, takes over on the mound. We are in the top of the fourth inning. Augusta has a 2-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox. As Harper is done after 3 2/3 strong innings, worked as the opener today. As the right-hander Acuna from Long Beach, California, will take the hill for the 25th time this year. Three hits for the Red Sox against 3 2/3 against Harper. No runs, one strikeout to zero walks for the right-hander. Juan Chacon comes up now with two outs. As now Acuna's turn to pick up some innings out of the pen. He's been very good at that. ERA just over 3 in his 25th appearance. He's made two spot starts as well. First pitch slider is down and away, and it's 1-0. 57 strikeouts and just under 50 innings for James. Pitched in Augusta all of last year. Has done so well in this campaign and has had a nice run. Has a 1-0 pitch, a wave and a miss. Fastball by him, 1-1. Comes from that 3/4 arm slot. Makes that slider a little more deceptive out of his hand. Break even pitch. Slider missed. Actually hit the inside corner, I beg your pardon. 1-2. Rocco was looking for that outside. Came in, got the same results. Ball 1, strike 2 to Juan Chacon. Acuna kicks and deals. A slider down away. He didn't chase. Right where you want to put that, though. You put that right on the outside part. It breaks away from the plate to a right-handed hitter. Right as it gets close, and that's where you get those swings and misses. Baranca sets up outside again. 2-2 pitch is down and away. Another slider from Acuna. 3-2. Chacon reached on a drop third strike. Back in the second. Acuna trying to get him out clean this time. 3-2. A broken back, grounded to first. Busted the bat. Backstrom has it. Close race to the bag, but he'll win it. Jammed him on the inside part. Muscled to the right side. And ends up being a 3 unassisted to retire the side. So Acuna gets the final out. 4 shutout innings in the books for the Green Jackets pitching staff. They lead it 2-0 as we head to the bottom half on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. Tax Slayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Tax Slayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Tax Slayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Tax Slayer today. See why Tax Slayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Two nothing Augusta, bottom half of the fourth. Augusta looking to add on to their lead. Score twice in the third. A two-run double by David McCabe. Ethan Werkinger faces off with Luis De La Rosa to start the frame. First pitch is snap back foul and out of play. On a cut by Werkinger. Catcher Mexicano couldn't find it. Didn't matter, though, as it ends up in the first few rows of seats. No balls and a strike to Ethan Werkinger. Red Sox play him straight up, playing back in the infield. No one pitch is line foul the other way. 0-2. Green Jackets two runs on two hits. Their lone knock last inning produced a pair of runs. As the 0-2 pitch is a little tall. Cutter up there at 91, 1-2. And a hit batter, two walks by De La Rosa. Now two of those men to score on the base hit by McCabe. 1-2 pitch, a half swing chased from the dirt. Crossed him up with a good slider. He picks up his first strikeout of this outing. And there is one away. Just the second strikeout of the night for Augusta pitching. And it will be Makai Backstrom with the bases empty. One final in the Carolina League to get to you. Important game of note for the Green Jackets. Charleston has won the first game of their doubleheader today against Myrtle Beach. 5-1, that game just went final. As Makai Backstrom bats, first pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. The elimination number now for Augusta is 5. That's a combination of Charleston wins and Green Jacket losses in the final 10 games following tonight. 1-0 pitch is a ball inside, 2-0. Best case scenario for Charleston, that number would be at 3 in terms of eliminating Augusta if they were to win game 2 and Red Sox come back to win this game. We still got a ways to go, only in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 pitch is high, and it's 3-0. What somewhat complicates matters for Augusta's playoff run would be next week, Charleston and Columbia play each other. And those are the top two teams at the moment. 3-0 pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 3-1. So the moral to that story is Augusta, if they are going to make a run the table perhaps, they need a lot of help from Carolina this week, who is hosting Columbia. 3-1 pitch, a rocket down the first base side. That's a fair ball down into the corner. Backstrom sheds the helmet. He's heading for second. The throw's going to come in late, and Makai Backstrom on a 3-1 pitch has a double down the line. Barreled one right past the first baseman, Tyler Miller, who made a sliding attempt at it. Now Backstrom puts himself into scoring position. Throw from Chacon and Wright was late. And it's the second extra base hit of the night for Augusta. Gives the Green Jackets another opportunity to get a run on the board with Backstrom at second. Each team now with 3 hits in the game. He's running. The pitch is a strike. Throw down to third is going to be late. He steals the bag. He's a well-put-together man, but he can run. He had a great jump, and he gets in with a foot-first slide, and he ends up now 90 feet away. And that first pitch to Baranca, by the way, was called a ball. And breaking ball just off the plate. Luke Montzel now summoned in his infield. They're all on the edge of the infield grass. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss by Baranca. And it's 1-1. That Sox not looking to go down by an additional run. If one of them is going to come up with the baseball and Backstrom's running, they're going to go for him at home. Home ball, one strike to Antonio. The pitch from De La Rosa is down and away. Continuing going after that outside corner to Green Jacket right-handers, and he has not been able to get it there consistently. It's right where you want to live with that slider, but it's not close enough where the Green Jackets are going after it. 2-1 is up and away. Now 3-1 to Baranca. Had a hit in the last game he played in back on Sunday. Was hit by three pitches last week during that Myrtle Beach series in two starts. 3-1. Baranca had a big cut, but he missed. Into the mitt of the catcher, Mayucano. 3-2. At the very minimum, Baranca looking to put the ball in play, give Backstrom a chance. And he runs very well for his size. Extremely athletic first baseman. 3-2. Baranca swings and misses. A strikeout for Luis De La Rosa. A timely one, his second of the inning. And now the infield came back up for Caden Morton with two gone.
Brett Fielder, number zero, Popeye's RBI batter of the game. Caden Morton,
Caden Morton can get a hold of one here. Team leader in home runs. He's got 11 of them. He's been with the team since opening day. His team-high 104th start of the season. He's been just about an everyday player. First pitch, half swing in the dirt. Good block by Mexicano as he slides over to stop it. An active catcher behind the plate. Exactly what a pitcher loves. Certainly more critical now to keep him within your grasp as a catcher. With Backstrom now at third base, not really being held on. Onasi is about five steps behind the bag at third. Five large steps. 1-0 is outside, 2-0. As he's trying to target that outside part to Caden. Top of the order due next for Augusta. They have a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Final homestand of 2022. 2-0 pitch. A half swing could not hold up. One of those that he couldn't make up his mind on and tried to hold back at the last second, but that bat went three of the fourth's way through. Ball two, strike one to Caden Morton, still in a head position. And it's Luis De La Rosa working up in the count. 2-1. A half swing. Did he go? They ask, as Elliot Melton says he did. That slider has given him some fits the last two pitches. Nearly kept the bat back, but it looked like from here that it went through the zone. Count raises up to 2-2. De La Rosa from 2-0 down has evened it up with two outs as Morton will call for time. Mekhi Backstrom at third base. He doubled and then on the next pitch stole third. Green Jackets now coming up on 200 stolen bases for the season. 2-2 pitch. It's outside and that will load up the count. Morton reaches. Keyshawn Ogans will get an opportunity. Morton, who's got a patient approach at the plate, has gotten confused a little bit by those two sliders, but he doesn't swing at too many bad ones. Trying to put himself on. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, foul back, right above us. Close call, but we're good up here. Protective windows. Pinball all the way down to the first deck. 3-2 again. Morton swings and misses as he gassed him up, and that will retire the side. De La Rosa strikes out all three outs this inning, works around the double. It's a Backstrom, and we head to the fifth. Augusta still maintains the lead. It's 2-0 on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Top of the fifth inning from SRP Park, right along the Savannah River. Alberto Mexicano starts it off for Sale against James Acuna. First pitch runs inside and knocks him out of the batter's box. Almost hit him as he twirls out of there. As Acuna will get a new baseball. First base umpire Elliot Melton is down to talk with Chad Patterson to talk if that maybe hit him or not. Antonio Barranca is going out to the mound. I'm not sure if there's any extracurricular to this, but I think Acuna just lost the grip on one. He's just going to try and get things back in order. And that will count as a mound visit for Augusta. And what was not the ideal start to the inning. Wanted to work him inside and knocked him out of the batter's box. One ball, no strikes to the catcher for Salem. And then the seventh spot tonight for a Luke Montz's club. 1-0 pitch, a grounder to short. Gobbled up on the run by Alvarez as he'll flip it over to first. One up and one down on a 6-3 put out to start the frame. Alvarez, who is a third baseman by Trey, plays that shortstop position very well. He's got soft hands, nimble on his feet. That also can slide right into that shortstop spot. Got three guys who can play it on the infield right now. Keyshawn Hogan, DJ Exposito, and now you can put Alvarez in there. Here's Alan Castro for Salem. Acuna's first offering to him is down and in as he starts him with a heater. A little movement to that pitch from Acuna. And you got some serious power on that left side currently with McCabe and Alvarez. 1-0. A foul back. Big cut by Castro. One ball, one strike. I just got moved up from Florida yesterday. Red Sox with that spring training location down in southern Florida. On one pitch, a liner deep left field on the run. Werkinger to the wall. He will make the catch on the run. Right into the deep corner. A huge slicer by Castro. And he was just able to make the catch. That one looked like some serious trouble off the get-go. But the more it sliced, the more distance it lost. And Werkinger sprinting right into the deep corner, able to make the catch. And there are two away for James Acuna here in the fifth inning. First pitch to Tyler Miller, bounced to second on two hops. Keyshawn Ogans has it, and that's a very easy 1-2-3 inning for James Acuna as he gets them all in order. Pair of grounders and a nice play in left by Ethan Werkinger. And we are now halfway home here from SRP Park. 2-0 Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Inning. Got a good one going. 2-0 Augusta as the top of the order comes up for the Green Jackets. Luis De La Rosa back to the mound for Salem. Keyshawn Ogun's the batter. First pitch, strike one as he nails the outside corner with a heater. Green Jackets two runs came in the third on a two-run double by David McCabe. Each team with three hits apiece. A one pitch, a foul back on a good cut by Keyshawn. 0-2. He is 0-2 in this game currently with a liner to right. That was pretty well hit near the track. And then a grounder to third. That was a nice play by Bonassi over there. 0-2 pitch, a tapper his way. He charges, he picks the one hopper, throws over to first. Good stretch by Miller, and they'll get Ogun's by a step and a half. Good 5-3 connection by Bonassi and Miller to get Ogun's, and there was one away for Kevin Kilpatrick. Now, Patrick walked his last time up. Bases are empty with one out. The pitch is a strike right down the middle. Pulls out the parachute, sticks the landing with the breaking ball. As De La Rosa is starting to settle in a little bit. Strike out the side in the fourth. 0-1. A fastball just off the outside. As mixed in that slider curveball pretty well. That fastball runs around the 90-mile-an-hour cruising speed, but when you throw the breaking balls that he's throwing, that'll work for you as he spikes one in the dirt. 2-1 the count. You hear about high-velocity fastball these days, and that's what a lot of teams look for, but you can command breaking pitches, be a finesse guy on the mound, you'll do just fine. Two balls and a strike to Kevin Kilpatrick. 2-0 Augusta here in the bottom of the fifth. As a pitch to Kilpatrick is fouled back into the wire. Trying to level up that swing a little bit. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Game number 11 for Kilpatrick. 15-41 at the plate. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. And that will fill things up to the Green Jacket center fielder tonight. Another guy who's got that instinct as I want an everything catch center fielder. I want to catch everything center fielder like Caden Morton. Has a tremendous instincts out there. 3-2 is inside. He walked him. Almost hit him with that ball four pitch. Kilpatrick is on for the second straight at bat. Walked in the third, and now he'll walk here in the fifth. That's another guy out there for Ignacio Alvarez. Alvarez walked against De La Rosa the last time he saw him in the third. Trying to see if he can get a hold of one against De La Rosa. A snap throw over to first, but back with a dive is Kilpatrick. Alvarez has reached in every game with the Green Jackets. This is his seventh start. He's reached in the prior six. 6-for-19 last week against Myrtle Beach. Pitch to him is inside and nearly caught his jersey. And it's 1-0. And then inserted right into the middle of that order as either batted second or third. And all of his starts, this is his third time batting third, I beg your pardon. There goes Kilpatrick. 1-0 is outside corner, and throw down to second is not in time. Kilpatrick steals his second bag of the night. Green Jackets have been running wild tonight against Gilberto Mexicano tonight. He Green Jackets have stolen four bases on him. Kilpatrick's got half of them. He's in scoring position. The count is 1-1. Last pitch from De La Rosa was a strike on the edge. Kilpatrick's now another good lead over at second. The break-even pitch is rolled to second base. Right to Romero. Didn't have to move much. Fires to first to get Alvarez. He'll move Kilpatrick to third. It is a productive out. First time Alvarez has been retired tonight. Two gone for David McCabe. What has been a pitcher's duel so far to this point? McCabe is the one who's broken this stalemate. 18 RBIs now for him. And game number 18. Alrighty, lefty first pitch to him in the dirt. Mexicano blocks another one. He has been a wall down there. Not let anything get by him. He's in the cleanup batter for Augusta. Two RBIs today. His best is three. Did that last week in Myrtle Beach. Did that on Tuesday as the 1-0 pitch is off the outside edge, 2-0. That was a game Augusta rallied from 3-0 down to win. Kind of an additional run standing in third. They're not holding on Kilpatrick. They're shifting on McCabe, one of the few guys they have shifted the infield for. 2-0 pitch is lined to right, but foul as he turned on it just a tad early. 2-1. It's always one of those interesting aspects for a pitcher, also a defense, not holding on Kilpatrick at third. He can pretty much go about halfway. If you get too far, then a pitcher might step off and run at you. Right, anything in the dirt, he might try and score. 2-1 pitch is high, and it makes it a 3-1 count. Pitchers typically aren't too worried about him, but it puts, if anything, more pressure on a catcher. Anything that just bounces a few feet away might be enough for a guy like Kilpatrick to score. 3-1. A big swing and a miss by McCabe. Went upstairs. Tried to belt a high breaking ball, and that will fill up the count. Bonassi snuck in behind Kilpatrick after that last swing. Tried to snap down, maybe. Got back, though. Nestor Perez directing traffic for him right from behind. Full boat to McCabe. The pitch from De La Rosa is hit towards short. Right there is Paulino. He'll fire to first in time to get McCabe. And Kilpatrick will get left at third base. So a pair of ground balls from Luis De La Rosa. Strands one at third. And we move to the sixth. Augusta still holds the lead. It's 2-0 on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
We are into the sixth inning here from North Augusta, second game of the series. Green Jackets with a 2-0 lead. A two-run double by David McCabe remains the only run scoring hit at this point. Edinson Paulino, top of the order up for Salem against James Acuna, his second fully on the mound. First pitch to Paulino, tails off the outside edge for a ball. as he starts him with a fastball. Paulino 0 for 2 with a pair of lineouts, one to Ignacio Alvarez, the other to Ethan Werkinger. As the 1-0 pitch is fouled to the left side and out of play. And the shortstop, Edinson Paulino. International signing by the Red Sox. Break even pitch, a swing and a miss. Big cut by the Salem shortstop. One ball and two strikes. Paulino, the number 14 prospect in Boston system, one that has become pretty deep. Major League Club having a bit of a down year than expected. 1-2 pitch is lined to center. This one will find a home for Paulino. Just got it over the top of Ignacio Alvarez. And that'll be the first hit for the Salem Red Sox since the third inning. And it brings the tying run to the plate in Mikey Romero. See if Acuna can get one on the ground here. Throws a lot of low pitches. He's very capable of getting one. Romero picked up his first hit last time up. He bunts it towards third. This is going to be a base hit. Green Jacket defense is playing back on the left side. The slight shift down for Romero. He took advantage as he pushed from that direction. No chance for James Acuna. And the Red Sox are quickly in business. First time today they have multiple base runners on at the same time. Paulino a single to center. Bunt hit for Romero. And it's first and second from Briner and Bonassi. Six home runs, 49 driven in for the third baseman. He is the go-ahead run here for Salem here in the sixth inning. They're down 2-0. And time is called. No time called. Matter of fact, it's a pitch clock violation on Acuna. So he'll have to start this at bat down 1-0 to Bonassi. Looking for that double play still. They're shifted that way up the middle. 1-0 pitch is outside, and now it's quickly 2-0. You rarely see those pitch clock violations on anything but the first pitch. You just lose track of that time. You don't really know where it starts sometimes as a pitcher. 2-0 is now outside. Acuna down 3-0. Being down 2-0, a lot different than 3-0 here. Bonassi probably has the green light if it's good. 3-0 pitch is down and away. He walked him. Close pitch. Chad Patterson said down and away. Bases are loaded for Chase Meredith. Or Meidroth, I beg your pardon.
Designated hitter number 23, Chase Meredith.
A single, a bunt hit, and a walk on four pitches give the Red Sox their best threat of the night and possibly the series. As Mike Steed is out of the mound to talk with Acuna, first time he's been under duress tonight. As the power-hitting Meidroth comes to the plate. Gives us a second to take our first driver on the league, presented by Easy Go. As we look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Currently in the Carolina League, Charleston, as mentioned, already beat Myrtle Beach in game one of their doubleheader, 5-1. Game two set to start momentarily. Annapolis, five runs in the third, has them a 5-0 lead over Lynchburg in the seventh. That's on the road for the Cannonballers. Fayetteville, 5, down east, nothing. That's in the seventh in Kinston. Columbia has a 3-1 edge over the Carolina Mudcats in the sixth. Delmarva, 6, Fredericksburg, nothing. That's in the fourth inning. Five runs at the top of the fourth for the Shorebirds. Now Mean is over. Meidroth at the plate against Acuna. First pitch slider down and away. Five straight outside the zone for Acuna. If you count the base or the pitch clock violation. Trying to regain that command. Time run at second. Go ahead at first. 1-0 pitch. A swing and a foul back. Big cut by Meidroth. It's 1-1. Coming off a huge season at San Diego. Bat 329 in 56 games. 10 homers, drove in 47. He was a first-team all-conference selection. The Toreros, a very good baseball program out in the West Coast Conference. Knocked out in the postseason by normal regular to the tournament in Vanderbilt. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a foul back, and it's 1-2. Acuna has Meidroth where he wants him. 1-2 count, strikeout could be monumental. Green Jackets are playing their infield back. They'll give up a run for two outs if they can get it. Nydreth has two home runs and a handful of starts for Salem. He's been with the club for a couple of weeks. This is his 14th game. 1-2. A liner to the left. That one is scorched in front of Ethan Werkinger for a hit. Station to station in the scores, Paulino. And the bases will remain loaded for Roman Anthony. And now there is some action in the Green Jacket bullpen. Peyton Williams has just gotten up. A third hit of the inning for the Red Sox. That was probably the hardest hit ball of the trio so far. Werkinger playing slightly deep out there. That probably would have dropped in front of him anyway. And it's very relative to left field here. That is one of the shorter parts of the ballpark. 330 out there with a shorter wall compared to right. Ace is still loaded. Nobody out. Roman Anthony's the hitter. First pitch to him. Check swing. Good anyway. Right on the inside corner. No balls and a strike. And a good piece of hitting by Madrath. Had a 1-2 count on him and still able to find a home with one in left. Holds the Red Sox within one at 2-1. 0-1 pitch is just a bit down and in. Good spot with a spinner by Acuna. Framed well by Barranca. Not to the liking, though, of Chad Patterson. One ball and one strike. The break-even pitch is down and in. Missed with that slider again. It's a good spot he's trying to get it to, but always tough to execute going up against the left-hander trying to put it right at that bottom corner inside. You run the risk of a slight overthrow, you might hit him. And it's a great location if you can locate it. 2-1. It's outside with a fastball, and now Acuna down 3-1 to Anthony. Nowhere to put him. A walk will give the Salem Red Sox a tie game here. And again, there's still nobody out. They have the works of what could be a monstrous inning. Looking for their first lead of the series. Three balls and a strike. Acuna deals. And it is low for ball four. That'll walk home the tying run. RBI for Anthony. And the score is Romero. It is now a 2-2 game. And now the Green Jackets look down to that bullpen to see if Peyton Williams is ready. I'm not quite sure he is. Acuna might have to go one more batter here. Juan Chacon to the plate. Acuna trying to find that command. He's now walked two in the inning, still looking for his first out. Ace is loaded for Chacon. First pitch is a strike, bell high, right on the outside corner. Nails it with a fastball, 0-1. Green Jackets are still in a position where they will give up the go-ahead run for a double play, just trying to minimize the damage at this point. 0-1, a number back to the right side. This one is twisting foul. Acuna will go touch it, and that'll make it 0-2. Our second looked like that had some spin where it might come back fair. Of course, you want to go touch that right away. Chacon will walk back to the box. He's still looking for his first hit of the series. He is 0-6.
One strike away from Bishop. Let's hear it, fans.
Debut with Salem yesterday. Acuna can help himself with a strikeout here. Then that double play Augusta is currently looking to get would get them through the inning. Acuna going for that first strikeout. Big spot for it. 0-2. And he got him. Wiped him out with a slider, and Chacon strikes out. A huge K for James Acuna. Now we'll see if Peyton Williams gets the call here. If they'll ride Acuna for Roberto Mexicano. And they're going to continue to let it ride. Pitch count's in good shape for Acuna. Only 31. He's throwing a lot of high-stress pitches in this inning. And now he's looking for a ground ball, double play in a big way. First pitch to Mexicano is lined down the left field side, but foul. Just off the end a bit. Nothing and one to the Salem catcher. And Salem still looking for their first lead of the series. Acuna has at least opened up that avenue a little bit to get through this inning. An RBI single. And Chase Madroff and a bases loaded walk have tied this game as there's a big bouncer to third. McCabe has it. Only play is going to be first, and he'll make it. In to score is Benassi, and it's now 3-2 Salem. They have the lead. A small ball their way to three runs here in the inning, but Augusta will take the out, though. No chance to turn two. If anything, you may have tried for the out at second, but that was all you'd get. And a very close play at home. And just considering the juncture of the ball game, you can just take the out at first. As here is Alan Castro. And an RBI for Mexicano. As a pitch to Castro's inside, 1-0. And those are one of the key emotional plays. And it's a good one by McCabe. You think in that heat of the moment, try and go home, make a play, go for the double play. But realize, especially considering how well the offense has played, they've been held in check tonight with just two runs, but just make sure you get an out somewhere. 1-0 pitch outside, and it's 2-0. Last thing you want to do to a guy like James Acuna is make him work harder out there. And now he just needs one more out, and his team down by one. 2-0. A pop-up foul, third base side, as they'll check it out, but this one will reach the seats into the concourse. Two balls and a strike to the left fielder, Alan Castro. This came up from the Florida Complex League down in Fort Myers for Boston. 2-1. A bouncy ball to the first. Backstrom, an easy hop. He has it. He's going to race him to the back. Close play, but he just got the foot in there in time. Castro made it very, very close, but Backstrom able to accelerate and beat him and get the out. But Salem has the lead. They score three times in the top of the sixth. And we head to the bottom half. Now 3-2 Salem on top on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, advancing the power of you.
Sox make a call to the bullpen. Right-hander Gabriel Jackson from the Dominican Republic comes in with a 7-8 record as he's pitched all season with the Red Sox. ERA of 5.5, 61 strikeouts, 88 innings. He is in for Luis De La Rosa, who did not allow any runs during his time on the mound. First pitch to Justin Janis is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Can't check that. Two runs given up for De La Rosa coming in for his starter. And Sena, who threw two scoreless. 0-1 pitch to Justin Janis is lifted deep to right center. On the run is the right fielder, Ciccone. Can't get there. And one hops over the wall in between Ciccone and Anthony. And Janis starts off the sixth with Augusta down by one with a double. And he's in the scoring position as the tying run. Just the start Augusta was looking for as Janis airlifts one into that right center gap near the track. Let's see if Augusta can snatch him back here. Here's Ethan Werkinger. Janis not being held on at second. Jackson's pitch to Werkinger is outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Jackson looks to second. The 1-0 pitch is in the dirt, and that'll get away from Mexicano. Up to third goes Janis. He'll take a slight turn. Tying run now 90 feet away as Werkinger's up 2-0. Augusta at the very least trying to small ball their way home to tie in this game. Infield has moved halfway in for Salem. Depending where it's hit, they may go home if Janis breaks for the plate. Gabriel Jackson down 2-0. The pitch to Workinger. A foul back right to our left over the press box. Two balls and a strike. Red Sox gained three runs on three hits last inning. Also a couple of walks mixed in there. Two-one pitch is down and away as Jackson falls behind Workinger 3-1. Workinger hit his first home run as a Green Jacket last week in Myrtle Beach. No doubter to left. He cleared the bleachers out there. One is a pitcher's park to begin with. 3-1. It's inside. He walked him. And that puts the go-ahead run now at first base for the Green Jackets at the tying run, still 90 feet away. A two-bagger and a free pass given up by Jackson to start the sixth. And up comes Mekhi Backstrom. He's a guy who's feels like he's due to hit one over the wall. As he comes up, last home run for him was a grand slam in Delmarva back on the 7th of August. It's been a few weeks. First pitch to Backstrom is down and in over the shoe tops as Jackson misses. Starts him with a slider, 1-0. Backstrom doubled his last time up. Augusta has four hits in the game. Three of them are doubles. 1-0 pitch. Backstrom fouls him back and out of play. Tried to level one up. One ball, one strike. One of two grand slams Backstrom has on the season for Augusta. The other one came from Kevin Kilpatrick over the weekend in Myrtle Beach. One ball and one strike. The pitch from Jackson is hit well to center. Going back on it, Anthony to the track. He looks up and it's off the wall. Janis will score. Backstrom heads towards second as they hold up Workinger at third. And we are tied on a two-bagger by Mekhi Backstrom. Just missed one, but man, does he hit him hard. And Augusta very much in business here. Now tied at three. It's second and third with nobody out for Antonio Barranca. Second straight at bat for Backstrom with a double. It's the second of the inning for Augusta. And the Green Jackets are on the verge of taking the lead right back from Salem. Pitching coach for Salem is out on the mound in Nick Green as he chats with Jackson, who has yet to record an out. Walk and a pair of doubles has Augusta right back in business here as they're jumping right on the right-hander who came in for Luis De La Rosa, who really settled in after his first frame on the mound. Gave the two runs on the double by David McCabe after two walks and a hit batter. And now with a new pitcher out there, Augusta's bats have been ignited. Ethan Workinger at third, Backstrom's at second. First pitch to him is a strike as Barranca falls behind 0-1. Caden Morton due next. All square three here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 0-1 pitch is inside. It pops out of the glove of Mexicano. Not far away, though. Arkinger will stay put. One ball, one strike. I think there was a cross-up on that. It's based on the body language of the catcher, Mexicano, chasing after that ball. It looked like he was trying to talk to Jackson out there. Got to mix up the signs a little bit with Backstrom staying at second base. Infield halfway in for Salem. 1-1 pitch, check, swing. It's out in the outside corner. Barranca does not agree, and that tells you something for sure. Catchers have a good eye at the plate, and he's been back there all night. Augusta looking to give them the lead here. 1-2 the count. Jackson looking for his first out of the inning. The 1-2. It's down away. Good backhanded stop. Now Hikano keeps it right in his grasp. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, a bouncing ball right side. This will be knocked down by Romero. Only play is first, and the score is Workinger, and Augusta is back on top. It's 4-3. Good piece of hitting by Antonio Barranco at the infield halfway in. Romero was just able to get to that one. Had the slide to stop it, but no chance to get either of the base runners. Backstrom took third right behind Werkinger. Comes all the way in to score after three runs in the top of the sixth for Salem. Green Jackets have two so far. And now it's Caden Morton. Fifth RBI for Barranco on the year with the Green Jackets. There's pitch to Morton. Is fouled back. A Butcher Boy swing by Caden. It's 0-1. But you don't always need the big results. And Barranco just doing a good job putting the ball in play. Didn't try to do too much as he bounced one to the right side. Backstrom now 90 feet away. 0-1 pitch outside by Jackson. One ball, one strike. Infield now fully in for Salem, trying to cut off an additional run for Augusta as they're back up 4-3. Break-even pitch. Morton a wave and a miss. Good spinner that time by Jackson. That's 1-2. A strikeout would help him in a big way. Morton trying at the very least bring home Backstrom, make the lead back to 2. 1-2 pitch, a half swing. He laid off the slider. He's thrown a handful of them in this at-bat. Trying to pin him on that outside corner. Morton just able to lay off. 2-2 the count to the Green Jacket right fielder. The pitch, a ground ball to third. It's going to be coming home, and it is going to be in time. Slight collision between Backstrom and the catcher, Mexicano. No bad blood there. Backstrom just not able to get down, and it was not a heavy collision, thankfully. But they get the out at home plate, and that's why you play the infield in, as Bonassi got him at home.
Second baseman number 8, Keyshawn
Ogden. Of course, Mexicano probably not too happy about how that play transpired, but Backstrom certainly didn't mean to do it. And you're just thankful that he's okay, because that is a very dangerous spot for a catcher. You're very defenseless, especially with a grown man in Mekhi Backstrom coming right at you. And Morton now at first. Keyshawn Ogden's bats. The pitch is outside, 1-0. And you go back to a play almost 10 years ago, and that happened to Buster Posey on one of those home plate collisions that tore his ACL and took a year off his career. Those are the dangerous things that can happen when you have those collisions. As the 1-0 is away, 2-0. And the Gus is up 4-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Our catchers are told not to block the plate. There's kind of a part of that that's hard to abide by. You're just trying to go where the ball is going to be caught or where it's thrown to, and sometimes that leads you into a collision as the 2-0 is fouled off by Ogden's. Two balls and a strike. And again, you are very defenseless back there as a catcher because you put yourself in line to catch the ball, and sometimes you're not even looking at the runner coming at you. You could be getting the throw from first base, right field, center. Turn your head, or even before that, you get run over. A throw over to first. Morton back in there as he dives in with his right hand. Two and one to Keyshawn Ogden's. 0-3 in the game. Looking to extend this inning for Kevin Kilpatrick. There goes Morton. 2-1 is high. Throw down to second base. He is a little tie, but it is going to be in time to get Caden Morton. As Mexicano throws out his first base run of the night, Morton gets nabbed at second, and that will end the frame. But Augusta gets two. An RBI double by Mekhi Backstrom tied it. RBI ground out by Antonio Barranca gives Augusta the lead. To the seventh we go. It's Augusta 4, Salem 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Out for Augusta. We are tied at a 4-3 game. Augusta has the lead as we put in the top of the seventh. First pitch to the nine hitter, Tyler Miller, is a strike, and it's 0-1. Red Sox scored three in the top of the sixth to take the lead. Augusta counters with two to resnatch it. 4-3 as Miller bats against Williams on for the 31st time. 0-1 pitch is outside as he lost his balance off the mound, and it's 1-1. Williams has had a tremendous month of August. Has pitched 10 and two-thirds innings. He had three runs against Myrtle Beach in an outing last week. Otherwise, has been unscored upon. And all but one of his appearances this month as Miller taps one foul behind home. And it's 1-2. Now the key number is four. Williams' opponents banged just .171 against him. He has struck out nine with just three walks this month and just over 10 innings of work. Now he's got a great slider working ahead of Miller here, 1-2. Here's the pitch. A check swing missed with that slider down and in. Tried to hook one down on the back foot, 2-2. Top of the order waits next for Salem. They brought eight to the plate in the sixth when they scored three times. Miller was the lone man who didn't bat. Well, 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Williams struck him out. Same pitch, this time he went after it. And it's a strikeout for Williams to start his outing. It's the third strikeout tonight for Augusta pitching. And it's Edinson Paulino who got it all started for the Red Sox last inning. Now the single to center. He was the first of three runs to score. First pitch, check swing. It's good on the inside corner. He sticks to the landing with the breaking ball. Landon Harper, James Acuna, Peyton Williams, each with just one strikeout. The three hurlers tonight for the Green Jackets. A one pitch missed away. One ball, one strike to Edinson Paulino. Green Jackets being out hit by one, but they lead it by one. 4-3 here in the top of the seventh. Break-even pitch. A check swing. It's up and away. Paulino to hold back on another breaking ball from Williams, who throws those with regularity. His 10th appearance of the month. 2-1. A swing and a miss. Big cut by Paulino. And it's 2-2. Baranca puts up the target inside. 2-2 pitch is outside and it missed. Three balls, two strikes the count. We talked about how well the offense has played in the month of August. So has the pitching staff. They've won a lot of games, of course. Pitching's a big part of that. ERA just about four this month, which is a pretty healthy number when you consider the number in general, just about four runs per game are scoring. The way Augusta's been scoring runs, that's certainly playing to get you to the finish line. Our team that has averaged about 7.5 runs in this month. 3-2. A swing and a miss. Another back foot slider by Peyton Williams, and he's got back-to-back K's of Tyler Miller and Edinson Paulino. Two away for Mikey Romero. The Augusta still clinging to a one-run lead.
Number eight, Mikey Romero.
Williams looking for a 1-2-3 inning. He's seen Romero, who had a bunt hit last inning, as the pitch to him here is high and away. 93 on the gas from Williams. single to left center back in the third. That was his first hit in single A, and then dropped one right down third with nobody over there. 1-0 pitch. Romero lifts one deep to left. Werkinger back to the track. He's underneath, and he makes the catch. Just off the trademark a bit for Mikey Romero as he gave one a ride, but not far enough. As we head to the bottom of the seventh, Augusta holds a 1-0 lead, or a one-run lead, 4-3, on a perfect frame by Peyton Williams on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Gabriel Jackson back to the mound for Salem. He'll get the top of the order for Augusta. Keyshawn Ogans, Kevin Kilpatrick, and Ignacio Alvarez. Glad to have you with us wherever you may be tonight on this Wednesday in North Augusta. Gabriel Jackson in the second inning against Keyshawn Ogans to start. First pitch is tapped foul off his front leg. Got him right above that shin guard. Sometimes you can have all the protective equipment at the plate. You could be wearing a full suit of armor. And that baseball just finds a way to find the exposed area. As Ogans wears that one down 0-1, as Jackson rocks back and deals the pitch, runs inside, and he hits him right on the shoulder. Second pitch that Ogans has been hit by in this series, got hit by one yesterday as well. He's the leadoff man, and he is aboard here this inning for Augusta. A key insurance run as Augusta leads at 4-3 here in the seventh inning.
Center fielder number
14,
Kevin Kilpatrick.
A good base runner over at first. Keyshawn Ogans has stolen a handful of bases. Let's see him try and take off. He's 8-for-8 with the Green Jackets. He's got a huge lead over there. First pitch to Kilpatrick is up and away. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets have stolen four bases tonight. They just got caught for the first time to end the last inning as Caden Morton got thrown out at second. 1-0 pitch. Kilpatrick took a wide strike right at the knees. 1-1. He's walked in his last two at-bats looking for his first hit of the series with Augusta leading 4-3. Love to get a run or two here. Throw over to first. Stogans is back in with a dive. Count still even to Kilpatrick. Middle of the order will be coming up for the Red Sox in their next half inning. There goes Ogans. 1-1 pitch is bounced foul. Kilpatrick had a good one to hit, and he bounces it up along the Green Jacket dugout. 1-2 as Ogans will go back to first. At that point of the game where you're just trying to manufacture a run if you can. 1-2 pitch is on the outside corner, and Jackson strikes out Kilpatrick. Got him looking on a pitch that tailed off the outside corner but just got a piece of the edge as Chad Patterson rings him up. First time Kilpatrick's been retired since the first.
And now it's Ignacio Alvarez. Alvarez has reached all but one time here tonight. He bounced out the second, his last time up in the fifth. First time he's faced Gabriel Jackson. There goes Ogans again. It's a pitch out. Throw down to second is into center field. Red Sox played that perfectly. It was a planned pitch out up and away. But the throw by Mexicano was not even close. Thankfully for Salem's purposes that Ogans only went up to second base. But again, a planned pitch out. The way Augusta's been running tonight, they tried to predict when Ogans' run would run. And he did on that first throw. But despite Salem being ready for it, they didn't get him. That's Keyshawn's ninth stolen base. He's in scoring position now. The 1-0 count to Alvarez. As the pitch is fouled back into the wire. One ball and one strike. But you don't see a whole lot of that anymore from pitching staffs or defenses where they intentionally throw outside to go after a base runner who's going for second. Again, Salem played it perfectly. Took the catcher, Mexicano, right into his throwing motion, but the throw airmailed the second baseman, Romero. 1-1 is inside, 2-1. It's a two-part thing. Number one, you have to know when it's coming, and also a pitcher has to execute it. And Jackson did. He threw it right up and away. He kind of jumped up, but just inaccurate on the throw. 2-1. It's inside, and now it's 3-1 to Ignacio Alvarez as Jackson is down in the count. David McCabe due next. Augusta 4, Salem 3 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Three-one pitch is outside. He lost him. And Alvarez has a second walk. He's reached three times yet again here tonight. Remains a tough out for Salem pitching. As the first baseman and Tyler Miller is going to go out to the mound. The catcher Mexicano will join him. And again, it was Miller going over there before the catcher was. And Mexicano, so I'm not sure if this is defensive strategy related or just trying to calm him down. David McCabe's going to be the hitter here. Augusta has two runs already off his bat here today. Would love to get two more. Maybe even three if he can put a charge into one. One home run for McCabe. It came on the last homestand against Charleston in that first game. Already on lefty. First pitch to McCabe is on the inside corner as he spins one onto the inside part. And it's 0-1. Gave a two-run double in the third. At that juncture, gave Augusta a 2-0 lead. Green Jackets with a win tonight can get back over 500 in the second half. They're currently 6-over overall. A one pitch is low, and it's 1-1. Red Sox an even 60-60 entering play here tonight. 25-29 this half. One gone in the inning. Ogans at second. Alvarez at first. The break-even pitch. McCabe hits one foul. Got jammed on one, and that hit his front leg. And those hurt, folks. Hit those right on the bone especially. That is not going to feel good. And got him on his back leg, too. That's not something you see a whole lot of. Sometimes it gets you on that toe, but not really the leg a ton. Only it's the front leg. All one, strike two to the Augusta third baseman. Jackson takes a breath and deals, and he missed upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Justin Janis waits next for Augusta. Not quite as much offense as we saw yesterday. It's turned into a pretty good battle here between Augusta and Salem. 2-2. It's in the dirt. And that will fill up the count. It's 3-2. Bullpen is quiet for the Red Sox. Jackson is currently tasked from getting out of this inning on his own. He's throwing 43 pitches. Only 19 have been strikes, 24 outside the zone. Gave up two runs last inning. 3-2 pitch is away, and he walked him. And that will fill up the bases for Justin Janis, who has a chance to put a huge dent in this game as Augusta up by one. And an opportunity for some much-needed insurance. And now that will bring out the pitching coach in Nick Green. And we'll take a look at some affiliate scores here tonight for the Braves. Atlanta having a good night currently at home against Colorado. They got beat by them last night 3-2. Ronald Acuna, his first game back in a little over a week, hit a solo home run. That is currently a 3-0 Braves lead in the sixth inning. In the minor league ranks, Rome won against Greenville yesterday thanks to a key two-run single by Brandel Mesquite in the eighth inning yesterday. Currently there tonight, tied at one in the eighth inning. Tennessee leads Double-A Mississippi 2-0 in the sixth. And Jacksonville has just put together five unanswered runs on Triple-A Gwinnett. That game is in the eighth at Cool Ray Field in Lawrenceville. Meeting is over. Bases loaded, one out for Justin Janis. Jackson's first pitch is bounced to short. Could be two. Picked up by the second baseman, Paulino. Fires over to first, and that will be an inning-ending double play. Augusta loads him up with a hit-by-pitch and two walks, but do not score as a first-pitch double play gets Gabriel Jackson and the Red Sox through the inning. We go to the eighth. It's still Augusta 4, Salem 3 on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of minor league baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend championship weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partner.
Ryan Bonassi leads it off for Salem. We're in the top of the eighth here from SRP Park. Green Jackets 4, Red Sox 3. First pitch to Bonassi is popped up foul, third base side. Barranca will check it out, but it will make it back into the seats about four rows back. Nothing to one to the Salem third baseman. Drew a walk last inning. Was the third and final run that score in that three-run six for the Red Sox at that juncture. Put them up 3-2. Green Jackets took the lead back in the bottom of the inning by scoring twice. Peyton Williams retired all three men he faced in the seventh inning, trying to make it four straight as he faces Bonassi as the 0-1 is chopped foul right above the Green Jacket dugout. Takes the count 2-0 and 2. Williams looking sharp out there. He had a couple of strikeouts with the slider back in the seventh. What does he do here to the left-handed hitting Bonassi? 0-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Got another slider by him. That thing is working tonight for Peyton Williams, his third strikeout as Bonassi goes down. And now it's Chase Mydrop. This is the Peyton Williams that Green Jackets fans saw to finish out last year. He's got good stuff. That slider is a plus pitch. First pitch to Mydrop is down and away. First pitch slider from Williams, 1-0. Pitch. A big bouncer to third. This is a foul ball just behind the bag. Okay, we'll snap it over anyway, although it was just over the top. You never know. Might as well finish off the play. Always a tough angle for an umpire, but right on top of it was Chad Patterson. One ball, one strike, the count. Break even pitch. A slider just off the outside corner and trying to pin one there. Baraka made it look good, but a little wide. 2-1. Nydra drove in a run last inning. It's a 6 RBI for Salem as he hooked one to left. 2-1. A fly ball foul off the end of his bat as he slices it into the right field seats. And Williams has him in a 2-2 count. Williams going for what could be his fourth strikeout. 2-2. A line to the right side. That's another base hit for Mydrith as he goes into right. And he puts himself on as the tying run here in the inning. First base run of the Red Sox have had against Peyton Williams.
Center fielder number 26, Roman Anthony.
And now looks like some action is beginning in that Augusta bullpen. Tyler Owens is getting loose down there and just got started. Williams still in a good spot as he looks to work through what could be a two-inning hold for him. If he's able to keep the Red Sox off the board. Roman Anthony's the hitter. First pitch, bullseye. Right on the inside corner, 0-1. Anthony picked up an RBI, his first at single A on a bases-loaded walk last inning, or in the sixth, I beg your pardon. Came against James Acuna. 0-1 pitch, a liner foul as that one will work its way into the concourse. Right off the inflatable sprinkler. I don't think it's on tonight, but they put that on during the hot days when the sun is out. Just walk through some water getting dumped on you. And a pitch clock violation. No, it's been called on the batter at the plate in Anthony. He's just been called out. He was not in the box, and he's going to be a victim of a K. He's still not sure what happened, but he was called out by Chad Patterson, was not back in the box, ready to hit by 9 seconds, and that will bring the manager for the Red Sox from the third base coaching box and Luke Montz to get an explanation. And he called a pitch clock violation. I thought that Williams was going to be the victim of it at first. Right, they called it on the batter, and Anthony, and he is out, and that is the inopportune time to take one of those. And again, the rule of it is you have to be in the box and ready to hit by 9 seconds, and he was not fully set to go as Montz continues to argue with him. Doesn't seem fairly pleased by the explanation, and again, that's a tough break for a guy like Anthony. Again, he just got picked out of high school. That will go down as a strikeout. So the fourth for Williams. The guy come from the high school ranks. He's never used that before, and it's an adjustment for him. Only a handful of games between Florida and here. And he goes down on the 0-2 violation as there's a foul by Juan Chacon. That's 0-1. That's kind of one of those learning lessons. We didn't see too many occasions where hitters got out because of that violation. We saw it a lot early in counts back in April when it was first implemented. But that's kind of the fear for, I think, fans and some hitters of what could happen with a pitch clock at the major league level. I think overall there's a lot of good to it, of course. 0-1 is just outside of the fastball by Williams at 92. It's even at 1-1. But the challenging part about it is nobody wants to see a big hitter come to the plate like Ronald Acuna in a huge spot, but then he goes out on a batter violation. I don't think any fan wants to see a game end that way. Runner goes, pitches outside. Baraka's throw down on a hop. Tag is there, and they got him. Keyshawn Ogun shows off the nice hands once again as they throw out the runner, and he is out as Mydrath is gone. Inning is over. Williams has two scoreless. Excellent play by Keyshawn Ogun. Three batters in the books for Williams again, and we head to the bottom of the eighth. Augusta maintains their lead. It's 4-3. The Green Jackets Radio Network.
local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Pitcher out for Salem, 4-3 Augusta here in the inning, Ethan Werkinger. That's Osvaldo De La Rosa. He comes in for Gabriel Jackson after two innings. As Werkinger bats on the right side, that's the right-hander who is making appearance number 30 on the year. First pitch to Werkinger is popped up foul right to the dugout of Salem. This one will get out of play right on top of the dugout. No balls and a strike. De La Rosa making his 30th appearance, all with Salem. 40 strikeouts, 22 walks, and 46 and two-thirds innings. Owns a 6-1 record. All of it in relief. Has made one start and has one save this year. Green Jackets up 4-3. And Ethan Werkinger at the plate trying to get a run of insurance here as the 0-1 pitch is outside. It's 1-1. Green Jackets took a 2-0 lead in the third on a two-run double by David McCabe with the bases loaded. Salem grabbed three in the top of the sixth for their first lead. And Augusta got two back in the bottom half of that inning to take the lead. 1-1 in the dirt from De La Rosa, 2-1. That was an RBI double by Makai Backstrom. That's a ground out by Antonio Barranca, brought home the go-ahead run. And Ethan Werkinger, who is currently batting. Up of the count against Osvaldo De La Rosa. 2-1. A liner right back up the middle, and Ethan Werkinger has his first hit of the night. That's a good crack of the bat right there. There's another insurance man out there, and see if Augusta can bring him around for a hot bat tonight in Makai Backstrom.
First baseman number 12, Makai Backstrom.
Green Jackets being out hit 7-6, but holding the 4-3 lead. Tyler Owens was throwing briefly in the bullpen for Augusta during that last half inning. Pretty decent chance he's probably going to pitch the ninth, go for the save. Peyton Williams has retired. A minimum so far on the mound as the pitch to Backstrom's outside, 1-0. So maybe a slight decision to make, but probably not going to push Williams for a third. Pitch count is over 30 pitches for Peyton, but nonetheless, an impressive two shutout inning performance for him. 1-0 pitch. Backstrom takes one inside, right near the knees, 2-0. Myrtle Beach has a 3-1 lead on Charleston in game two of that doubleheader. Currently, that's in the third inning. That's the team Augusta's watching the most. The other one is Columbia. They lead Carolina 6-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Fireflies continue to win. 2-0. A swing and a miss, 2-1. Going to be an interesting story on how the South plays out. If Augusta gets back into the mix, that'd be, of course, fantastic moves, make it a three-team race. But you have the team that had one of the worst records in minor league baseball in Columbia. Turn things around the second half. They are right in it right now, trying to get back into contention as the 2-1 pitch. Another big cut by Backstrom, 2-2. And when Columbia came here at the beginning of July and swept Augusta, it really turned a lot of heads. And they've been playing confident baseball ever since. It's got a lot of young, exciting talent. trying to put together a second half run to get into the postseason. 2-2. A swing and a miss, and De La Rosa strikes out Backstrom. Looks a slider down and in, and that's the first out of the Green Jacket eighth inning. It's Antonio Baraka now with a runner still at first. But at the same time, you flip it over to Charleston, a team that I believe still at this juncture holds the best record in minor league baseball, and a team that's going to be tough to beat, very deep on both ends, and that'll be a heck of a challenge for Myrtle Beach. As the pitch to Baraka is a swing and a foul caught by Mexicano, the catcher. That'd be quite the interesting storyline, though, if Columbia were to beat them out and they were to finish with that best record in the regular season. Just a tough break about it. Charleston remains in the driver's seat with a week and a half to go as the 0-1 pitch is lifted back our way. Out of play, and it's 1-2. Augusta is 7 back entering today. That number is now 7.5 after Charleston's win in the first game. Elimination number is 5. Number of wins for the River Dogs and losses for Augusta, which makes, at least for Augusta's late playoff push hopes, a game they have to hold on to here. 0-2 pitch is down and away. A good spot by De La Rosa, but just missed. Now it's still 1 ball, 2 strikes now to Antonio Baraka. Red Sox elimination number entering tonight is 4. Fredericksburg, though, tonight is losing to Delmarva. There goes Werkinger. The pitch is a ball outside, and up to second base goes Werkinger on no throw. I think Mexicano tried to flame it for a strike. He didn't get the call. Looked like a pretty good pitch. I tried to set it up and kind of caught it awkwardly as well. Werkinger takes second uncontested. As the base running maneuvering tonight for Augusta continues. Werkinger now base it away from scoring. 2-2 to Baraka. A swing and a miss. He struck him out as he slowed the pace with a slider. And it's strikeout number 2 in a row for De La Rosa. Now it's up to Caden Morin to get something going on the scoreboard this inning for Augusta as they have a 4-3 lead. But that extra cushion run could be a big difference. You never know. 6, 7, and 8 will be due up for Salem in their ninth inning. Juan Chacon, Roberto Mexicano, and Alan Castro. And it'll be against Tyler Owens, it appears, as the first pitch to Caden Morton is cut on a miss. Pass ball from Osvaldo De La Rosa. It's been a well-pitched game by both teams tonight. Green Jackets have used 3 pitchers to this point. Osvaldo De La Rosa is the 4th for Salem. 0-1. It's in the dirt, and that will get underneath Mexicano. Werkinger takes third. He's now 90 feet away. I'm getting the key run across here. .45 RBIs on the year for Morton with 11 homers. Had 2 hits yesterday. Break-even pitch is a little down and away. Not off by a whole lot. 2-1. Good location for De La Rosa. Got a base open at first. Walk doesn't kill you here. Top of the order is due next, however, for the Green Jackets. 2-1. A swing and a miss. More movement on that pitch from De La Rosa as he puts one away from Caden Morton. And calls for time, gets back into the box, and faces a 2-2 count. 4-3 Green Jackets, bottom of the eighth. Insurance run 90 feet away. 2-2 is a called strike 3. Drops from right onto the outside corner, and De La Rosa strikes out the side in the eighth inning as he leaves the leadoff single at third. Green Jackets looking to make it 2 in a row, however. We head to the top of the ninth. Tyler Owens enters. Green Jackets 4, Red Sox 3, as Augusta looks to make it 2 straight. Keep it right here. Ninth inning is next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can
get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
Tyler Owen to the mound for Augusta. Top of the ninth inning. Mitchell Spelch with you from SRP Park. It's a 4-3 lead for Augusta, looking to win the first two games of this series against the Red Sox. Move back over 500 in the second half as Owens is on for the 30th time. He is going for his fifth save. Now get Juan Chacon, Roberto Mexicano, and Alan Castro. 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Ready on righty. First pitch to Chacon is a bullseye. Sarton with the gas at 96, and it's 0-1. Naranja puts up the target outside. The 0-1 pitch. A swing and a miss. Late to the heater, and it's 0-2. Comes in juiced and ready to go. Owens is 4-for-5 and saves this year. The one that he was not able to finish came on the last homestand against Charleston. 0-2. He's down and away. Overthrew a heater at 95. 1-2. And that was a game he was so close to finishing off. Just needed one more out. But Charleston able to rally against him and snack back a one-run win. 1-2. Breaking ball outside. Tried to get him with the slider. And Chacon let it go. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Green Jackets up 4-3 here in the top of the ninth. Straight up defense for Chacon, and time is called by the Salem right fielder. 0-for-3 tonight. He has struck out twice with a grounder to first. Two balls, two strikes. Owens kicks and throws, and he missed in the dirt. And the count goes full. Red Sox trying to get that tying run on right away. Ball 3, strike 2. Here comes Owens. And a half swing, fouled it away. A little excuse me tap. Chacon, and we'll try it again. Didn't mean to do it, but got a piece of it to stay alive. Owens will get set for the 7th pitch of this at-bat to the right fielder for the Red Sox. Barranca down to a knee, puts up the target. 3-2, pitch is high, he lost him. And Chacon from 0-2 down works the walk. Tying run is on for Roberto Mexicano.
Catcher number 13, Roberto Mexicano.
So that's the run still at the minimum has to get home. Mexicano, 4 home runs on the year. 0-for-3 tonight, but he did have a ground out that produced a run back in the 6th inning. First pitch to Mexicano is fouled back and out of play as he put a good cut on one. 0-1. Owens looking for a double play ball. More of a fly ball pitcher by trade. He's got the hard stuff with his good fastball slider. Pitches that you see more driven into the outfield. 0-1 pitch. He got it by him. Heater at 95. Mexicano way late to it. And second straight batter. Owens has gotten up 0-2. Minimal lead for Chacon off of first. Owens deals. And a liner to center. Kilpatrick veers back. He's there. Makes the catch. Back to first base goes Chacon as there's one away. Hit that one just off the trademark a bit. Good strike that time by Mexicano, but just off the end. One gone for Alan Castro. Double play could end it if Owen gets that. As long as that doesn't happen for Salem, Tyler Miller, who hit two homers yesterday, will get an at-bat. Ready on lefty, runner goes, pitches down and in. Baracus throw down to second base is going to be a little bit late. A one-hopper snagged by Alvarez, but Chacon, a gutsy steal attempt, will pull it off. A huge risk-reward there for Salem, and it works in their favor as Chacon just got the foot in there. A good calculated risk. He is now a base perhaps away from scoring. Castro 0 for 3 tonight. 1-0 pitch is a little outside. Close pitch, 2-0. Castro has sent two to the outfield that have been caught. Also has hit one in the direction of Mekhi Backstrom tonight. 2-0 pitch. A bouncer towards second. Ogans backs up with a heel in the outfield. Will fire over to first and take care of Castro. Tied run for Salem moves up to third. And again, that is a, now you look back at that stolen base. If it wasn't for that, that might have been the game-ending double play. Ogans probably would have been in a similar spot whether he was at first or not with a lefty at the plate. They hit it right to him. They get the one out at first. And now it's up to Tyler Miller, who had a huge night yesterday, to keep the game going for the Red Sox. First pitch to him is high. One ball, no strikes. Augusta 4, Salem 3. Top of the ninth, Red Sox have one out left in the tank. They put a pull shift on for Miller. The 1-0 pitch, a bouncer towards second. This will get knocked down by Ogans with a dive. Flings to first, it's wide, and that will tie the game. It went into the dugout, out of play. That'll be a hit for Tyler Miller. That one looked like it was going to get into center until Owens dive knocked it down, but lost it out of his glove trying to transfer it. And I'm not sure even if he gets that clean, he's going to get him. It would have had to be absolutely perfect. But Miller brings in the tie and run for Salem. And if Augusta's going to win this one tonight, they will have to walk it off. So not done yet. Now back to the top and Edison Paulino. Down to their final out, Miller delivers for Salem as the first pitch to Paulino's up and in. Single RBI in an E4 on that play. And now a base hit for Paulino could give Salem the lead. 1-0. A shot deep to left center. This is trouble. Werkinger back, and it is out of here. A go-ahead two-run homer with two outs for Edinson Paulino, and the Red Sox down to their final out have scored three runs. A two-run jack by Paulino gives the Red Sox a 6-4 lead. Tyler Miller kept it going with the infield hit. Paulino gives them the lead. As that Red Sox dugout is fired up. Certainly not over yet. Augusta's going to have three outs of their own. Top of the order is going to be coming up for him. As Mikey Romero bats, first pitch from Owens is a strike, and it's 0-1. That one hurts. And now the offense look to pick up Owens as you get so close. It's the second straight time Owens at home has been hit hard with two outs as the pitch is high to Romero, and it's 1-1. Any sport, you can look back, these close situations, coulda, woulda, shoulda, as that changed the outcome. And a few less feet on that one, we might be heading the bottom of the ninth. 1-1 pitch, a fly ball foul as it slices into the left, into the concourse, 1-2. And even on that infield hit by Tyler Miller, Ogans maybe, if he's a step closer to second, just based off your position, take one step closer to second, he might not have to dive for that ball. Might have a shot at it. 1-2 pitch, a foul back by Romero. 1-2. Not saying he should have been over there, of course, but it's just one of the little things you can think about in your head that may make a difference in the end and change the outcome of games. But Ogans will be the man that'll have to get started for Augusta in the next half inning now. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a foul by Romero as he went upstairs to get one. Just got a piece of a slider from Owens. 20th pitch of the inning. And it was a key walk to Chacon that started this inning, stole second. Came in to score on that infield hit by Miller. 1-2 is just off the outside, and that will make it a 2-2 count. It's high, and it's 3-2. It does not appear anyone's warming in that bullpen for Salem. It looks like Osvaldo De La Rosa will have the ninth. And Salem now trying to hold on for a win. 3-2. A foul away as it's sprayed into the left field seats. As Romero is giving Owens a battle. Eighth pitch of the at-bat, and ninth one's coming to him. Another foul. And with a hold tight on the slider. Good location on it, down and in, but not quite down enough. He was able to get the barrel on it. Three and two. Owens kicks and throws. And a ground ball foul the first. Three straight foul offs by Romero in this at bat. He's fouled off six altogether. And he's going to force an 11th pitch from Tyler Owens. When he started this at-bat, he had 16 pitches. He's going to throw at least 11 here to Romero. Three and two. Owens deals. And another foul. Sends a rocket out of play to left. And pitch number 12 upcoming. You see that good bat Romero possesses. Good young middle infielder. The Red Sox just picked the state of California. Three, two. A rocket to second. It'll be caught by Keyshawn Owens, and it's hit right to him. That ends the inning, but Augusta now will have to do a little rallying. Down 6-4, a game-tying RBI single by Tyler Miller, and a go-ahead two-run homer by Edinson Paulino. Last chance for Augusta at 6-4. Bottom of the ninth is next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Top of the ninth, last opportunity for Augusta. A three-run top of the inning puts the Red Sox from one down to two up. Keyshawn Ogans, Kevin Kilpatrick, Ignacio Alvarez, the three do up. Augusta needs at least two. Looking for their first walk-off win now since May. They've only had two of them all year. First pitch to Ogans is outside. It's 1-0. Now to get at least two to keep it going. Augusta last scored in the sixth inning when they scored twice. Two-run innings for Augusta, 2 3-run scoring frames for Salem as the 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner from Osvaldo De La Rosa. 1-1. White Sox lost a couple of leads late last week against Columbia. They got walked off 3 times in that series. Augusta would like to keep that going. Break-even pitch is on the outside corner again, right at the knees, and it's 1-2. De La Rosa, 6-1 this year. If he finishes this off, he will earn his 7th win. Pitched a couple times last week, 2 scoreless innings against the Fireflies. 1-2. Breaking ball fouled off the umpire, Chad Patterson, as they got a piece of him. Got a piece of the catcher first in Mexicano and then caught Patterson. One ball, 2 strikes to Keyshawn Ogans. 0-3 tonight. Got hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. As Ogans steps back in there. De La Rosa struck out the side in the 8th inning. 1-2. A wave and a foul. A defensive cut by Ogans. And the at-bat continues. Game Augusta has led pretty much throughout. They trailed briefly in the 6th, but they took it back almost immediately. 1-2. A swing and a miss, and De La Rosa has struck out his 4th straight Green Jacket. It's Ogans with a slider. That was a big pitch last inning. One away for Kevin Kilpatrick.
Center fielder number 14, Kevin Kilpatrick.
Green Jackets had a few big 9th innings in Myrtle Beach last week. Scored 3 in the opening game to break a 3-3 tie and win 6-3. Had the big 8-run outburst on Saturday night to win that game. As a 9-run outburst, rather, as Kilpatrick sends the first pitch in the air to shallow right. Romero goes back, will be called off by the right fielder in Chacon. And Augusta is down to their final out. Just off the end of it as he got underneath, and Ignacio Alvarez will have to keep it going for David McCabe.
Shortstop, number 15, Ignacio Alvarez.
Two gone the inning, 6-4 Salem here in the bottom of the 9th with the bases empty. First pitch from De La Rosa, grounded to third. This should do it. Scooped up by Bonassi, throw to first in time. And the Red Sox stun the Green Jackets with a 3-run top of the 9th. All the runs coming in with 2 outs. As the decisive hit came off the bat of Edison Paulino, a 2-run home run to win it. For the Red Sox on the road as they even up the series at a game apiece. 6-4 the final. The post-game show presented by Easy Go is next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Oh,
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show from SRP Park. It is a final in the second game of the series. The Red Sox score three runs in the top of the ninth with two outs to take down the Green Jackets by a score of 6-4. Mitchell Speltz with you to wrap things up here from SRP Park with Augusta up 4-3 in the top of the ninth with two outs. Tyler Miller brought in the go-ahead run, or a tying run, I should say, on an infield hit. Moved to second on an error. But then was brought home by Edinson Paulino, who knocked a two-run homer over the left center wall to win it for the Salem Red Sox. Final numbers of the game, Salem 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. Augusta 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They stranded 8. Winning pitcher tonight is the finisher of the game for the Red Sox, Osvaldo De La Rosa. He wins his 7th game of the year, now 7-1. Tyler Owens takes the loss. He is now 5-3. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of a paid attendance of 3,818 here from SRP Park. Our WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ballgame will go to David McCabe, who drove in a pair of runs with his 2-run double in the third inning. That at the time gave Augusta a 2-0 lead. However, Salem would come back and take the lead in the sixth. But not until Makai Backstrom, tonight's it guy, who had two doubles tonight, tied the game on his second in the sixth as he knocked one off the center field wall. That gave Augusta a 3-3 tie. They'd later take the lead on a ground out by Antonio Barranca. But unfortunately, a 3-run top of the ninth for Salem wins them the ball game to move back over 500 overall at 61-60. Tomorrow we do it again for game number 3 of this series. Landon Leach makes his return to the Green Jacket mound as he will get the call on the mound against Luis Perales of the Red Sox. First pitch tomorrow, 7:05. Opening pitch at 7:05. On deck show starts at 6:45. Presented by Easy Go here, or by TaxSlayer, I should say, here from SRP Park. As we get just set for the third game of the series with the series now even at one game apiece. That is all for us here tonight, nonetheless, here from SRP Park. One last time, the final score. The Salem Red Sox, 6. Augusta Green Jackets, 4. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long and good night from North Augusta. Enjoy the rest of your evening, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow. Good night.